KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we have to pay? The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
And use some sort of formula to figure out whether you're at risk for a heart attack. Now, part of the problem with this is that these calculators don't use imaging. And I like imaging when it comes to cardiovascular risk. Personally, I underwent a few years back, a coronary artery calcium scan, and it showed that I had zero plaque, and I was happy to see that at the age of 60-something. According to the authors of this new study, which shows that half of heart attacks strike people told they're low risk, it may be time to fundamentally reconsider this model and move towards atherosclerosis imaging to identify the silent plaque earlier atherosclerosis before it has a chance to rupture. And so I looked at, you know, I decided, and I do this from time to time, I go to the calculators and I see what the calculators have to say about my own personal risk, and I plugged in my numbers. And so I said, you know, okay, I'm a male, I'm 73, I put in my cholesterol, which is about 215, I put in my HDL, which varies, I put in conservative estimate, it varies from 65 to 80, and my BMI, which is 25, which is average, not obese, pretty good. I don't have high blood pressure, I have normal kidney function, I don't have diabetes, I don't have no kidney disease, no diabetes, no high blood pressure. That's all they asked for. Oh, and I told them I wasn't a smoker. And I wasn't on lipid-lowering medication. And here's what they come up with for me. Estimated 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease, 13.1%. That's pretty high. That would put me as a candidate for a statin drug, which I do not need. And I even tried to tweak it. I said, well, let me put my HDL down as 80, which it sometimes is. It reduced my risk to 12.3. Anytime you have an estimated 10-year risk of cardiovascular disease above 10%, you are a candidate for a statin. But they don't ask, how much do I exercise? They don't ask, you know, do you cycle, you know, 20 miles across hilly terrain, you know, quite a few times per month. They don't ask, you know, what is your VO2 max? What is your resting heart rate? How much time do you spend swimming 2,000 yards in the pool every other day? Or lifting weights in the gym? They don't ask about that, which should enter into cardiovascular risk, right? They don't ask what your inflammation is like. They don't ask what is your highly sensitive C-reactive protein, HSCRP, is a major risk factor. They don't ask for your LP little a, which even in the absence of a high cholesterol, that may be why some of these people without obvious risk, they had a high LPA, which put them at risk for heart attack. That wasn't figured into these calculators. They say, they just rely on you saying you don't have diabetes, but they don't ask for your hemoglobin A1C. Well, let's say your hemoglobin A1C is, you know, is 6.0. You're not diabetic, but, you know, it's an elevated risk anyway. They find out what your BMI is, but that's an unreliable predictor of your body fat percentage, which is a better way of determining risk. You might have a normal BMI, but you might have a high degree of visceral fat if you do a body fat percentage test. They don't ask what your insulin is. They don't ask what your triglycerides are. They don't ask what your omega-3 fatty acid levels are. And these are all important determinants of cardiovascular risk. So I'm not happy with these predictors, these calculators. I think that they're doing a bad job. In my case, they would unnecessarily consign me to a statin drug, in my opinion, although some people think we should put statin drugs in the drinking water, that they're so innocuous and so beneficial that everyone can benefit from a statin drug. I don't personally think so. I think they should be used selectively with the side effects that they involve. But at the same time, they miss the boat on people who are at high risk. So, I have a friend. He had a heart attack out of the blue. He's thin. He's athletic. What happened? Who knows? You know. Anyway, this item, and this is kind of really the acid test for fish oil, because some studies have shown fish oil, not that beneficial for cardiovascular risk. But dialysis patients are a kind of a model for how quickly can you get a heart attack or a stroke. Because when you get dialysis, when your kidneys fail, you very quickly have sky-high cholesterol and metabolic problems that predispose to atherosclerosis. And so most dialysis patients don't die of kidney failure. They get dialyzed, so it fixes their kidney problems. but they have premature cardiovascular disease. They get heart attacks and strokes. A daily fish oil supplement slashed serious heart risks in dialysis patients. And we're going to find out what that study revealed. But first, I'll tell you that my favorite fish oil these days is Big Bold Health. BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman offers Omega-3 Rejuvenate, which is a brand of fish oil that I think is special. It's a premium blend of pure oils from wild-caught Alaskan cod and sockeye salmon, sourced from pristine waters of Alaska. This is not the story of other brands. The fact is, most of the world's fish oil products are produced from several types of species, packed into nets and commercial fishing zones, loaded into the holds of vessels that stay out for days or even weeks, and put in processing plants that treat them with high heat, chemicals, and synthetic nutrients. And Big Bold Health does it differently, all of it. Straight from the sea into the hands of skilled fishermen, instantly flash frozen, taken to their specially designed shoreside plant using a low-heat technique to extract a pure amber omega oil. You can see the difference. That contains all natural and abundant full-spectrum omega-3s, including EPA, DHA, and DPA, plus all natural vitamins A and D and naturally occurring prozolomic mediators to support cardiovascular, cognitive, and immune health. With low-temperature extraction, it preserves the natural goodness of the fish, so you get maximum benefits in every soft gel. No fillers, no shortcuts, just pure potent wellness. Visit BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman and experience the difference. Use coupon code Hoffman for a discount. All right. What this study showed was that fish oil, they say patients on dialysis have extremely high cardiovascular risk, and very few therapies have been shown to reduce that risk. In a field where very many trials have been negative, this is a significant finding. They found that dialysis patients have much lower levels of EPA and DHA, and they found a dramatic slashing of risk when participants took fish oil each day. The supplement contained the natural omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. There was a 43% reduction in serious cardiovascular events, which is amazing considering that these patients were on dialysis. So, yeah, consider fish oil supplementation. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. You know that feeling when everything just clicks, your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders? That's not luck. That's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman. That's BigBoldHealth.com/Hoffman, and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. Anytime you have a question, you can call that number and record a question. We'll take some of those questions momentarily. But I just want to repeat, because got a little cut off, the place to go for the fish oil that I prefer these days, bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman, and use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for omega-3 rejuvenate, my favorite fish oil these days. This item, if you think, I mean, used to believe that sleep is a waste of time and, you know, you're only allotted a certain amount of time in life, and if you sleep away your life, you're wasting time. But it turns out that sleep is ultra important and can enhance the quality of your life and potentially increase the quantity of your life. And this new study supports that notion. Sleeping less than 7 hours per day could cut years off your life. You say skipping sleep doesn't just leave you tired. It may be quietly shortening your life. To reach their conclusions, researchers analyzed a large national database. And the researchers were surprised. Senior author Dr. Andrew McHill, who's a professor at Oregon Institute of Occupational Health Sciences, said, I didn't expect it to be so strongly correlated to life expectancy. Research has evaluated lifestyle factors tied to how long people live. Sleep stood out clearly. Its association with life expectancy was stronger than that of diet, physical activity, or even loneliness, social isolation. Smoking was the only factor that showed a greater influence than sleep duration and quality. And why is it that sleep does that? This lady didn't examine the biological reasons, but sleep plays a critical role in heart health, immune function, brain performance. And so the research shows that we need to prioritize sleep at least as much as we do to what we eat or how we exercise. And speaking of longevity, okay, vegetarian diet. Does a vegetarian diet promote longevity? Big study in China. Vegetarian diet and likelihood of becoming centenarians living to 100 in Chinese adults age 80 or older. And they did a big study. Here's what they found. There was an inverse association of vegetarian diet with mortality and morbidity in previous studies. In other words, vegetarian diet protects you from dying, protects you from being sick. However, the role of vegetarian diet on exceptional longevity remains unrevealed. And what they found was, au contraire, individuals on a vegetarian diet in China had a lower likelihood of attaining the age of 100. Now, there's a caveat here. The study was done in China. It may well be that folks in China who follow a vegetarian diet are not doing it voluntarily like a health-conscious American consumer amid affluence. They're doing it because they're too poor to afford more expensive animal protein. And hence, that may make the results of this study less relevant to U.S. populations. But nonetheless, in this particular study, vegetarian diet was not associated with longevity. In fact, associated with less likelihood of attaining the age of 100, at least in the country of China. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off? That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com. And use coupon code Hoffman10 for 10% off N10.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iCCars.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-497-9852. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-497-9852. That's 800-497-9852. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, as I continually reiterate, 877-726-8255. Jot that number down, because they can communicate with us. You got a question about something we've talked about here, maybe a comment on something going on the health front, pro-Maha, anti-Maha, whatever you like, or a question about, you know, if you have a medical dilemma and you want us to help you out with it. 877-726-8255 is the number to get a lifeline. And let's take one of those questions.
Is a surgically stitched in aortic valve replacement have a longer life than a TAVR installed aortic valve?
Okay, so we're talking TAVR or TAVR, and we know that doctors love acronyms, so TAVR stands for transcatheter aortic valve replacement, which recently Mick Jagger was the poster boy for one of these things. What it is a less invasive way of repairing your aortic valve, which is the outlet valve of your heart. After your heart picks up the blood, pumps it, it sends it out via the aorta. And there's a valve that sometimes, as you get older, becomes stenosed. It accumulates calcification, or it develops deformities which impede the flow of blood, and then you don't get as much blood pumped out of your heart. Moreover, your heart has to work harder and harder and harder to the point where your heart develops congestive heart failure. So when it comes to aortic stenosis, the statistics show that in previous times in this country and in other parts of the third world, the major cause for aortic stenosis is infectious disease. In other words, poorly treated rheumatic heart disease, which can damage the heart valves. That used to be the case. We used to see a lot of that in oldsters when I was in my training, but that was 40 years ago, and more there are less of these people and more people in the West who have plaque in their aortic valves, not the result of an infection, but the result of Western lifestyle. So when it comes to statistics, a fairly high percentage of older people have aortic stenosis, 2 to 4% of people over 65, and the incidence is greater than 10% in the over 75 population. And it even affected Mick Jagger. And he is an example of a very successful fix. The idea behind the transcatheter aortic valve replacement is you don't have to crack the chest, and you can go through endoscopically via either the femoral artery in the groin or in the wrist. And this is a much less invasive way of dealing with in older patients and has been a great innovation. A college roommate of mine, as a cardiovascular surgeon, began to specialize in, instead of cracking people's chests, using the TAVR procedure as a minimally invasive alternative to traditional open-heart surgical aortic valve replacement, which is referred to as SAVR, surgical aortic valve replacement. Now, the question, and it's a good question, is the TAVR as good as the SAVR when it comes to long-term results? There's no question that the TAVR offers faster recovery and shorter hospital stays, less pain, and it's ideal for higher risk or older patients. You know, you don't want to do a big, arduous surgery, you know, putting people on a heart-lung bypass machine, as with coronary artery bypass grafting. Does the TAVR, are the results as good? And the answer is that SAVR is often preferred for younger patients. So if you have, say, a bicuspid valve, which is a somewhat uncommon, usually the valve has three parts. The bicuspid valve has two parts. That's a deformity that sometimes necessitates surgery at a younger age. A friend of mine had to have that in his 40s. For that, since it's anticipated that he might live into his 80s or 90s, that surgery has more durability than the TAVR surgery. Although modern TAVR shows similar effectiveness for many, and more they're coming to rely on the TAVR as a first choice. So, SAVR, open heart surgery, involves opening a breastbone and placing a new valve with a heart while you're on bypass, and you get excellent long-term outcomes and durability of greater than 10 to 15 years, but it's more traumatic, and there's longer recovery time, longer hospital stay, there's greater risk of infections. So there you have it. It's a consideration based on your circumstances. If you're older, it's likely that you'll become a candidate for TAVR. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number. And it turns out, you know, talking a lot about the no MSG diet, you know, and a lot of people come to identify MSG with the MSG headache, right? Or, you know, we're often telling patients with migraines, go on the migraine diet that includes avoid MSG. But there's been some pushback on that, and I read some of the pushback on that, and they say the studies show that this is just a myth, that MSG is fine, no problem with MSG. And it was even thought that this backlash against MSG was ginned up as part of an anti-Asian hate campaign, discrimination against the Chinese and the Japanese, because they like to use that flavoring agent in their foods, and that it was bunk, and that you needn't ask your waiter, no MSG, please. But they just did a study. The study was done in November 2025. A diet low in glutamate may ease migraines. They did a study on 25 veterans who suffered from migraines. And they also suffered from Gulf War illness. So they're pretty banged up guys. There's a program in the VA, and it actually started when I was during my training at the VA hospital here in New York, as they gathered up all the Gulf War veterans. They put them into a program. This is actually before the Gulf War, the Vietnam veterans, but subsequently they looked at Gulf War veterans who were exposed to chemicals, and they had weird diseases, many of whom suffer from migraines. And in this particular study, they put people on a low-glutamate diet full of whole fruits and vegetables, and they avoided high-glutamate foods, which include soy sauce, mushrooms, and ultra-processed foods. You don't necessarily have to have MSG added to your food to have a high glutamate content. Generally, foods that are savory, that foods have a quality called umami, fermented foods in some cases, deliver high levels of glutamate. So soy sauce inherently has it, whether they add glutamate or MSG or not. Mushrooms and ultra-processed foods are often laden with glutamate for flavor purposes. Before the diet, 64% of the people reported having a migraine in the previous week. After a month of a low-glutamate diet, that number dropped dramatically to about 12%. After the one-month diet ended, 88% of the people in the study chose to remain on the diet. They feel that the diet is definitely benefiting them. And accompanying brain scans show that the part of the visual system toward the back of the brain was thinner after the diet, so that there are actually brain structural changes that show that there were fundamental changes to the brain. And so interesting study, small study, admittedly, but a study suggesting that low glutamate diet can be helpful for migraine sufferers, and perhaps sufferers of many other related forms of headaches. I recommend it. 877-726-8255 is their number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You know that feeling when you wake up tired, even after a full night's sleep, when you push through your day running on empty, wondering where your energy went? Here's something most people don't know, that fatigue may actually be happening inside your cells. That's why I've been using anti-factor lipids powder from Nutritional Therapeutics for years. I don't go a day without it. It's based on over 20 years of research and a patented process called membrane lipid replacement, which actually repairs the damaged components of your cell membranes, restoring your cells' ability to produce energy the way they did when you were younger. Clinical studies show NT-Factor can reduce fatigue by up to 40%. Just one or two scoops a day, mix it in a smoothie like I do, sprinkle it on food, and you're giving your body the science of youthful energy. NT-Factor Lipids Powder comes in two convenient sizes. For more information and to order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT-Factor Lipids Powder.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Really worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-497-9852. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-497-9852. That's 800-497-9852. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255 around here, so you can call and record a question anytime you like, 24-7, 365, and we'll answer it during the program. We're talking a little bit about strategies for losing weight besides taking GLP-1 drugs. They can help. But when it comes to losing weight, eating rate, according to a recent study, has sustained effects on energy intake from ultra-processed diets. Duh. Even RFK Jr. now and then has a Big Mac, especially when he's on Air Force One with the president and his cabinet. You know, he's got to be one of the guys, so, you know, he'll smash a Big Mac and a Coke just to show that he's one of the guys, and he can still do, 23 pull-ups unimpeded at the age of 71. Me, personally, I rarely have hamburgers, but, you know, occasionally I'll love me a Five Guys or an In-N-Out burger. But one thing that I notice about that kind of food, it's yummy, but you eat it real fast. I can put away a Five Guys burger in about, I just like inhale it. And it's a lot of calories, and you put it in fast, and it hits your body kind of hard. So in the study, they say, obviously, previous research has shown that diets dominated by ultra-processed foods are associated with higher dietary energy intakes. This association may be attributable in part to meal texture and associated eating rate. And so what they did, kind of an ingenious experiment, they gave people the same calorie food that was either had a very palatable texture that enabled them to eat it really quickly, like a bacon cheeseburger with a soft bun, versus the same calories, the same macronutrient composition that required longer chewing and eating time. And they gave them their choice to eat as much as they wanted. And what they found was that dietary energy intake was astonishingly 369 calories lower on the slow diet compared with the fast diet. It's very interesting. Is that it's just simply because it was the same calories and the same nutrient composition, it just was in a form that was either, you know, vacuum it up or chew, 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 chew. It takes a little longer to assimilate it. They say that body fat mass decreased on the slow diet by a half a kilogram, which is about a pound or more. It's about 2 pounds. Oh, sorry, half a kilogram is about a pound. Okay, translation, half a pound. But it was a short study. And so 14 days to lose a pound. So, yeah, occasionally I love me a Wendy's or a Five Guys or a Smashburger or In-N-Out Burger, but, ultimately that's not the way to go if you want to lose weight. All right, this item. A simple amino acid supplement greatly reduces Alzheimer's damage. Wow, what amino acid is that? It turns out it is the pirate amino acid, L-arginine. That's the pirate amino acid. It is an amino acid that helps to enhance nitric oxide, but it also shows unexpected power to reduce amyloid damage. It seems to be a plaque buster, according to researchers, that oral arginine can act as a safe chemical chaperone to reduce the beta amyloid aggregation and its toxic effects. This was admittedly in animal models of Alzheimer's disease. The research performed in Japan, and the researchers say, though, they're not telling you how much arginine to take because this is an animal study. We don't know how this translates to humans, but they say that this represents a practical approach that could be implemented in humans at scale. It points to a cost-effective, readily available strategy that may one day support people affected by Alzheimer's disease across the globe. We hope that future investigation will confirm the benefits of arginine supplementation. And this item, when it comes to multiple sclerosis joins other neurodegenerative diseases. We already know that living close to a golf course increases your risk of Parkinson's disease. We know that Alzheimer's disease is hiked by exposure to chemical toxins. Multiple sclerosis, thought in some cases to be affected by a persistent virus in the brain, but there may be a multiplicity of factors, including common chemicals. Exposure to common chemicals, particularly a combination of multiple chemicals, was associated with increased risk of MS in a recent study. Exposure to PFAS chemicals, as well as PCBs, it's an alphabet soup, PFAS, or PFAS chemicals. These are hydroxylated polychlorinated biphenyls. Patients to consumer products that are now ubiquitous in our environment. The PFAS compounds and the PCBs were linked to an increased odds for MS. People with the highest concentrations of PFAS and PCBs had approximately twice the risk of being diagnosed with MS. We say that these are forever chemicals. They're endocrine disrupting, potentially carcinogenic, but they also may signal, interfere with immune signaling and create changes in brain function that may be associated with autoimmunity and the development of MS, twofold increased risk associated with higher blood levels of these chemicals. So we know these chemicals are bad for you. We hope that under MAHA something will be done about it, but there's been some pushback from the laissez-faire members of the administration and the deep state, people in Congress who are pushing back on necessary regulation on toxic industrial compounds. And that is a concern, that we may miss the boat on MAHA by not paying enough attention to our toxic environment. And finally, this study that shows that melatonin may have an impact on the risk of heart failure. Turns out that melatonin may have an impact on something called proBNP. It's a substance released by the heart. Elevated levels are a key indicator of heart failure, and melatonin supplementation can significantly decrease levels of proBNP in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. So in addition to helping people sleep, and people, God knows the people with congestive heart failure have more trouble sleeping, melatonin may help people with CHF. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Remember, you can order your supplements via FullScript. Check out drhoffmanstore.com and also take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. You can follow our Intelligent Medicine podcast in your favorite podcast app and get new episodes every weekday, and follow me on Facebook and X for the latest health news, and subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. It's free. You can get in-depth articles on the most relevant health stories. Have a safe and healthy weekend. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions.
Ever walk into a room and forget why you're there? Lose your train of thought mid-sentence? Feel like your brain is running on fumes by 2 in the afternoon? Try Kaolic Specialty Series Smart Mushrooms Plus. This isn't caffeine. It's not some jittery stimulant that crashes you an hour later. This is a clean, science-backed formula built around certified organic lion's mane mushrooms, clinically shown to support the nerve growth factor that actually helps your brain maintain and organize neurons. We're talking real foundational support for focus and mental clarity, and it doesn't stop there. It's combined with Kaolic aged garlic extract, aged up to 20 months on organic California farms, plus Aronia berry extract, selenium, and vitamin B12 for long-term brain health and executive function. Two capsules with a meal, once a day, vegan, non-GMO, no gluten, no dairy, no artificial anything. Kaolic Smart Mushrooms Plus from Wakanaga. Learn more about this and the entire Kaolic Mushrooms Plus line at kaolic.com. That's kyolic.com. Look for Kaolic at natural health stores nationwide.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, Call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
In today's fast-moving job market, staying ahead means keeping your skills sharp. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we help keep your capabilities cutting edge with our skills-based education programs designed to move your career forward. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, and more. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Former FBI Director James Comey will fight a Justice Department indictment that he threatened President Trump's life. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Comey appeared in federal court in Virginia this past week, turning himself in on two charges, including threatening the life of the president and transmitting threats across state lines. The DOJ charges stem from a photo of seashells he posted online last year. The former FBI director did not speak during his brief court appearance, but has said he is innocent. His attorney, Patrick Fitzgerald, said he would argue that the case is a vindictive prosecution, meaning it was brought to punish Comey for exercising his legal rights. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump announcing Project Freedom to help ships leave the Strait of Hormuz beginning Monday. He says the project aims to assist the neutral and innocent countries affected by the war. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump's energy policies are absolutely working.
Under Donald J. Trump, the United States is energy independent for the first time in 50 years. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I was even surprised to learn that myself. We are a net exporter of oil and gas, so we're not as reliant on the Middle East as we used to be. And that happened thanks to Trump and the shale revolution.
Moore making his comments on the Salem Radio Network. World Health Organization says a suspected Hanta virus outbreak on a cruise ship in the Atlantic has claimed the lives of three people. At least three others are sick, one of them now in critical condition in a hospital. Former New York mayor and strong Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani, now reportedly in critical but stable condition. However, very few details on his hospitalization are known at this hour. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Well, talks aimed at bringing about peace on several fronts are forthcoming. Correspondent Mark Carlson reports now from Armenia on the start of a meeting of European leaders who are hopeful anyway of positive results.
The European political community is gathering together to meet here in Yerevan, Armenia. It's still a relatively new format, but its purpose is very similar to the European Union, where leaders of heads of state and government gather together and talk about issues. Now, the EU has 27 members. Here, there are around 50 heads of state and government that meet around the big table to talk about all kinds of issues and conflicts. Speaking of conflicts, the conflict of the U.S. and Iran, well, Iran's border is very close to here, and that'll probably be just one of the many issues that people talk about when they gather around the big table.
Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Well, Juicy Lucy expanding distribution of its famous cheese-stuffed hamburgers. More details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The hamburger style originated in Minneapolis in the 1950s, and Juicy Lucy launched its frozen patties in select Target stores in the upper Midwest in 2025. Now Juicy Lucy is available at select Target stores across California, Arizona, and soon Utah. Juicy Lucy can also now be found in Harris Teeter stores across the Carolinas. According to the company, Juicy Lucy has been featured in national media, including Time Magazine and on Man vs. Food and Food Wars, both on Trap Channel. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the drop in the number of participants receiving food stamps through SNAP, that's because of the tamping down of fraud and an improved economy. SNAP beneficiaries decreased by more than 4 million in the last 12 months. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage.
Friday, July 24th.
Rising fast and bringing his signature sound.
Ian brings the west to the rest.
Tickets are just $60 plus fees.
But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Make it a country night to remember.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Scheme is that they have a referendum going on right now regarding redistricting. So they've literally set the effective date out of these bad bills to be just beyond that. So
because they don't want to be judged on
the
gun ban. They don't want people to say, oh, you did a gun ban, so we're going to vote against you on that.
Right.
I want to set this up for make sure people understand, because I was there 30 years ago when the gun control group, I call them the gun ban lobby, instituted a number of lawsuits against manufacturers.
Right.
And they were very clear at the time. They said, our plan is to put them out of business.
We want
to bankrupt the entire industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we got the Protection Law, Foreign Commerce and Arms Act, a federal law, which goes to, you're saying, what they're trying to do at the state level actually is in conflict with federal law now.
Well, on the liability protections for gun manufacturers. So, you know, what this does is basically eviscerate that federal law, and I think that's a real problem because federal law is obviously supreme in our system of government vis-a-vis state law, and so I think that's a very easy knockout for that particular law. But I mean, imagine if you have the right to bear arms, but they're criminalizing magazines that are widely in use. California has effectively rendered Glocks a firearm. I have two Glocks. I bought them in California, and now I can't go back to California with them. You know, so, I mean, these are real problems for gun owners.
Sure.
And the Supreme Court has recognized that the right to any particular right is nugatory if you can't buy it or acquire it or enjoy it. I mean, what if you have a right to, you know, drink alcohol, but no one's allowed to manufacture it in the United States? That's kind of an empty right. So I think it's kind of a similar situation.
All right. So as they try to ban semi-automatic firearms, they like to call them ARs, but basically all semi-automatic firearms.
Right.
And the Supreme Court in Heller said you can't ban guns that are in common use for lawful purposes.
Right.
Is this where DOJ steps in and says, wait a minute, you can't do that?
We've already done that, actually. We aren't waiting on this issue. Now, the court hasn't squarely ruled as a whole Supreme Court on semi-automatic rifles, but Justice Thomas has separately opined in cases, you know, including recent cases, that the AR-15 is the most widely used and popular rifle in the United States. And by definition and the extension of the holdings in Heller and Bruen, you know, it's presumptively legal, and that's exactly what I argued in the Seventh Circuit. Seventh Circuit, there was the Illinois assault weapons ban, so-called assault weapons ban, similar to the law that Virginia is about to pass. And it outlaws, you know, over 1,000 different types of firearms and firearm parts, silencers, et cetera. And, you know, we argued in that case more than 6 months ago. I personally argued I argued in the Seventh Circuit. I think we have a very good argument. The judges didn't love it, but, you know, the judges understand that that's where the court is going.
Right.
The court is going. I think if that case were in front of the Supreme Court, a majority of the court would have ruled that, consistent with those prior precedents, the AR-15 meets that test, or similar firearms, right? So I think that's where the court's going, and so we just have to, frankly, pray that this court gets that case and that these justices with its current makeup or better.
Let me switch to something that's a little bit more fun.
Okay.
You're posting pictures of you out there shooting.
Yeah.
You're having a good time shooting.
I am having a good time shooting. I'm a firearms owner, and I brought my firearms with me from California. And I have a CCW permit for all of my, you know, pistols in D.C. Can't carry them very far, but,
no.
You know, I can't carry them. And, you know, I just like to keep in good practice. We can always improve. So I had an NRA female firearms instructor meet me at the range out in Fairfax, Virginia, which is a significant distance. So, like, my assistant and I had to take a half a day off and go drive out there and tried out a 22. I don't have a 22. I have all 9mm firearms. But I took a couple of mine, and I tried a couple of hers. And, you know, we had a good time. And I was just trying to get a sense of, you know, what range I'm accurate at, obviously, for self-defense in the home. It's a short range, but, you know, for other purposes, you want to be good. So anyway, I got a little bit of a flack from your online community on the quality of my shooting and my aim and my stance and so forth.
That's why we train.
That's why we train. And I think, you know, I do think it's important that the community encourage women in self-defense. And you know, women often feel more comfortable training with other women, women instructors. We need more women instructors.
Yes.
I have a good friend who's a female instructor in California. And, you know, we have to enjoy these rights proudly. And so I encourage all women who are watching this to not be deterred by the male critics out there and, you know, go out there and get it done. And, you know, I mean, I got a lot of feedback.
Hey, okay, and you can't say it, but I can say it. And all you guys, knock it off. You know, when a new person is learning to shoot, we all started somewhere. We all were not terribly good. But to somehow mock or hold up to ridicule somebody who's trying to learn doesn't make you look better. It just makes you look less than.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not very thin-skinned, and, you know, let's just say it had been a few years. In California, it's become increasingly difficult to get to a range. So my husband and I had the firearms at home, but to get to a range, you have to, like, drive three counties over, and so you get out of practice a little bit. So I've had the opportunity now, since that went viral, if my local U.S. Marshals people are like, hey, there's an FBI firearms range right across the street. Dylan, and so they've taken me over to the FBI range, and so I've had the opportunity to train and get feedback from some of our FBI experts. And you know, the thing I'm debating now is to whether to put those red dot sights on my weapons or
that's
not.
That's how we start bar fights.
Because I was actually more accurate with the
iron sights,
manual sight, and not the electronic one. So I'm kind of debating that.
It's a transition, and when you start, it's a little bit more different. Well, let me ask you here before we have to get out of here. What are you doing at the NRA show? What are you doing here?
Well, I actually am speaking in a little while at the legal seminar that's happening on just, you know, Second Amendment legal issues at the Department of Justice and what we're doing and how we're ramping up. Everybody has an opinion, but I was there in the morning, and my colleagues at ATF also spoke on a panel. And we're very committed at the Department of Justice to standing up for Second Amendment rights. And so I'm here. The acting attorney general is here. Todd Blanche is here as well, and a couple of his staff. I just saw them walk by. And, you know, we were at SHOT Show, several of us. And one of my colleagues, my former law partners, is a deputy White House counsel, Gary Lawkowski. He's here. He and David Warrington, the White House counsel, and I all represented National Association of Gun Rights. So we are longtime advocates for the Second Amendment community, and we're pretty passionate about it. So
I have said several times, and I've been doing this for a long, long, long time, I mean, my dad interviewed President Reagan in the Oval Office about guns, so that's how far back this goes. This is the most pro-Second Amendment administration we have had, period, as far back as you can look back at history.
I agree. I think that's right. And, you know, the president's sons are hunters, and there's just a lot of love for the community. The president passed an executive order very early on in his administration regarding the Second Amendment, and that's why we have a Second Amendment section in the DOJ. People are very impatient in the community. They're like, why now do this, now do that, now do that. Now, we're hiring up. We've hired some lawyers from the Second Amendment community. Barry Arrington from National Association of Gun Rights just joined my department earlier this month. And so we're drafting these lawsuits and filing them as fast as we can. Even before we had the Second Amendment section, I sued Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department for taking 3 years to issue
a permit
that should be shall issue quickly. We filed an amicus brief in the Wolford case in the Supreme Court, where Hawaii has, you know, made it virtually impossible to carry under its flipping of the presumption. And I'm very confident of a good outcome there. I believe the court was very skeptical of Hawaii's position. And, you know, other places we look for opportunities like the Illinois case I mentioned and like others. And so we have some bad circuits, like Virginia is doing what it's doing because the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has some very bad precedents. But, you know, Fourth Circuit can't ignore its Supreme Court eventually. So we have to bring these cases. Sometimes we lose them. Then we get them up to the Supreme Court.
And it is a long fight.
It's a fight requiring a multi-year and institutional commitment. And that's what we have. We have 3 years left to go.
But I want it all, and I want it right now.
I know. And, you know, nothing is permanent. People also the owners need to understand we have a good Supreme Court right now because we have a great president and administration. And if people sleep on those rights, they will be taken from us, no questions asked.
Toward that end, the way you make them somewhat more permanent is to win the elections and get things done legislatively
That's right, too. We get a lot of flack. Oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Like, we can do certain things at the Department of Justice to attack bad state laws. We can't change federal law through our activity. That's for Congress to do and the president. So
there you go.
All right. Thank you,
Harmeet Dhillon, the Assistant Attorney General in charge of civil rights at the Department of Justice. Go and do some more good stuff.
I'm going to do that.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.
Don't go far. We'll be right back with more Gun Talk.
The new Smith & Wesson Model 1854 is now chambered in .45-70. More power, more punch, more ready than ever for the backcountry. With a 20-inch stainless barrel, large loop lever for gloved hands, and that legendary Smith & Wesson smooth action, this lever gun is built to run hard and hit harder. Add in a flat-face trigger and classic walnut stock, and you've got a rifle that honors 170 years of American craftsmanship.
There's more to this world of guns than you realize. Your entry to our world is a click away at GunTalk.com. Stay informed and entertained on the latest firearm-related topics. Whether it's new guns, training tips, gunsmithing, competition shooting, self-defense, or gun rights news, we cover it all. Visit GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
Black Hills Ammunition is now loading a 300 PRC round with the excellent Hornady 212 grain ELDX hunting bullet. The new PRC eliminates the unnecessary belt of the 300 Winchester Magnum and increases the body diameter. The 300 PRC 212 ELDX travels at over 2,850 feet per second with 3,824 foot-pounds of energy. The result is an optimum combination of accuracy and game-stopping performance. Black Hills Ammunition, the power of performance.
Want the latest in guns, gear, and shooting info straight into your inbox? Sign up for the Gun Talk newsletter. Get insider access to reviews, exclusive deals, training tips, and the hottest stories from the range delivered every week. Don't miss out on the news and offers every shooter needs to know. It's fast, free, and easy. Sign up today at GunTalk.com. That's GunTalk.com.
Precision isn't a suggestion. It's the standard. The Ruger Precision Rifle is built for the long game. Match grade accuracy, fully adjustable chassis, and built to last a lifetime. This isn't just another long range gun. It's a system engineered to go long, shoot tight, and own the podium. Whether it's paper, steel, or out past 1,000, you've got the tool. The Ruger Precision Rifle, miles ahead.
All right, I've got a spot for you right now. If you want to give me a call, do that. The number here is Tom Talk Gun. Pretty easy. Tom Talk Gun. It really doesn't matter what you want to talk about. If there's a handgun, pistol, rifle, ammo question, how long does ammo last? Do your magazine springs take a set? I mean, we'll go anywhere you want to. I don't care, because I like to talk about this stuff. It is all fun for me. So give me a call, 866-TALK-GUN or Tom Talk Gun. One of the things that I've mentioned through the years is we often forget to acknowledge openly just how much fun shooting is. It's just fun. Well, I don't care if you're wing shooting or shooting 22s or pistols or rifles, whatever. It's just fun. We should embrace that in several different ways. A suggestion. We're headed into the time when we got better weather, nice and warm, sometimes too warm, but that's okay. You could accommodate that. Just say, hey, this is fun. I like doing this. I'm going to do it more often. Go out to the range more often. Find some people to go with. If there's some kind of a shooting league at your local range, you might want to get involved. You go, well, I'm not that good. You don't have to be that good to go shoot in a league. They have people of all different abilities, shotguns, rifles, handguns, doesn't matter. If you think, well, I'd like to shoot that fast stuff, but I'm not very good at that, that's okay. Find where they're doing a steel challenge. It is the easiest thing in the world. You got 5 steel targets. And you can shoot a pistol, you can shoot a 22 rifle, you can shoot drawing, you can shoot from low ready if you don't want to draw. A lot of different ways you can go. And there will be people who are incredibly fast. Don't worry about it. You don't have to be fast. You're there to have fun. At least that's the way I approach it. The other thing I was thinking that you might want to try is there's a lot of interest in long-range shooting. And there's a lot involved there. There's a lot to learn. And the learning part is fun. And you just go, you know, I don't know that I can hit something at 500 or 700 yards. Yeah, you can. With the right gear. And it may not even be much more than what you already have. With the right gear and a little bit of instruction, you can learn how to read the wind. You can learn how to shoot better off a bench. And it is so much. And let me tell you, the first time you bang a steel target at 1,000 yards, it is something else. I mean, you will practically break your face in half with your smile. It is something to behold. It's like, and you pull the trigger, it goes bang. And then you have to wait. You can see the impact on the steel, and then you wait again for the sound to come all the way back to you. I just tell you, I love doing that stuff. I don't do it enough. I don't have a good place to do it that's close by. But anytime I get a chance to do it, I do. And I would just say, you know, you might want to look at that. It's a fun thing to do. I tell you what, let's run to the phones. Line one, Brett's with us out of Oklahoma. Hey, Brett, you made it on to Gun Talk. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a great new Caltech 5.7 and a unique holster. I got a Bible holster. It zips up and locks, and it looks like it says Holy Bible on the front of it.
No.
And it has a perfect, you know, little lock on it. And when I'm not in my hand, I can lock it. When I have it in my hand, it's unlocked. And I can
it looks like you're carrying a Bible.
My pastor sure got a kick out of it. He unzipped it, looked in it, and went, whoa.
Let me guess. He wanted one like it.
And the Caltech 5.7 fits in it just immaculate, you know.
Okay, tell me about that pistol. I want to hear what it's like to shoot that pistol.
I haven't got to shoot it yet.
What?
I haven't got to shoot it yet. I'm restricted to a wheelchair, and they're building a new range at my WPA wildlife area out here that's wheelchair accessible. Thank goodness the old one wasn't.
Gotcha. Well, so, you got something to look forward to there. You're going to enjoy shooting that. Now, I will say, you probably already know this, it's loud. The 5.7 pistols are loud.
Oh, I've got 6 of them, so I've shot them.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I've got the...
You know all about it, then.
Ruger, you know, the compact fold-up, you know...
Okay. They're
BC carbine.
The PDW kind of rig, yeah.
I got it in it in 45, and they came out with 10mm right after I got the 45, and I should have probably... But I hadn't jumped to the 10mm yet because I'm waiting for the 11mm to come out.
11mm, yeah, we'll wait for that. We want to go to 11. Hey, Brad, I appreciate it. You are the captain of Might As Well. Like I said, do you have that? Yeah, do you have that? Yeah, I got that one, too. It's just like the brand new one, Might As Well. We'll get that one, too. Way to go, Brett. Great call. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're looking for your range reports. What have you been shooting? What are you thinking about buying? When we come back, we're going to be talking about this mess. I want to talk real-world politics, state politics, because we talk about national, and sometimes there's not a lot you can do on the national level, but you can do a lot on the state level, but you need a state group.
But you also need people who will show up. What do I say? You got to show up, speak up, and stand up. And if you don't do that, guess what? The other side wins. And when they win, they get to do what they want. And boy, are they ever doing it to us out in Virginia.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iCCars.com comes in. iCCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iCCars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iSeeCar.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios in downtown Reading of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And in the news at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. First Sunday, mostly sunny. Monday, partly sunny. Yay! But Monday night, chance of showers. Happy face, happy face, happy face. Sad face. It was Katrina over here going, happy face, happy face. When I said shower, she went, ooh. Okay, so Tuesday, showers likely, and Wednesday, showers, Wednesday night showers, and Thursday, showers. I'm watching the pet of the week doing the Buford underneath the table, rolling around on his back and having a great time. Tonight, so it looks like, you know, sunny through Monday. Tuesday is going to start. Looks like we're going to start getting showers. So let's enjoy this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business 30 years. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They take care of their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with Katrina and our pet of the week, which happens to be Pontus.
Pontus.
I know. I said, what's that mean? And she goes, we looked it up. It doesn't mean anything. It's just a name.
Just a name. But he is definitely more than just a dog. He is a really special guy. He is about 2 years old. He is a pit mix. I'm using that term lightly. He definitely looks like he has pit in him, but he has other stuff.
He's got freckles.
He's covered in freckles.
The dog is it's some kind of a bird dog.
Yeah.
There's bird dog in this. He's kind of got that lean look. And that's what I'm thinking. And he's,
I can see that.
He's kind of orange.
Yeah, he has like he's like orange and white with like all
orange and white.
And
yeah.
Blotches and things. He's really cool looking. He's a pretty special guy. He is a big boy. He's about 70 pounds, but he's definitely what I would say a gentle giant.
Okay.
He's not a very high energy dog. I would say very medium energy in that, you know, he likes his leash walks every day, but for the most part, his favorite thing is just being with his people. He loves getting affection, getting attention. You know, he's the kind of dog that even after being pent up in his kennel all night, he gets out of the kennel. What does he want to do? He wants to lean up against you and sit there and get pets and get belly rubs. And, you know, he's not out there running laps.
Yeah, he was on his back. He was rolling on his back like Buford does. And now, he is, how's he on leash? Is he okay?
He can pull when he wants to. I would say when he's in a familiar area, he's so leisurely on the leash. When he has, when he's in a new area and he has things he wants to smell, he will pull a little bit to try to investigate.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if you're, you know, you have him at your home, you kind of take him out on, you know, the same walk every day, I don't think he's really going to pull you that much. I know at the shelter, because he's used to, you know, our property, he is very, very easy on the leash.
He's very, you know, when I click to him underneath the table, he runs right over, he licks your hand, looks up at you. He's, you know, he is a kind of a special guy. Now, he belonged to somebody, right? And they turned him in, or how did that work?
He came into us, actually, his owner passed away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The owner passed away, and so he's probably been used to being loved on and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and then, aw.
Yeah, so kind of a sad start for him. But he's definitely got a lot of love to give.
Well, he's a...
We both looked at him at the same time.
You know what?
He's cute.
He kind of reminds me of a Buford. A little bit of a Buford. And the fact is that he's affectionate. And I don't know if he is, but, you know, Buford's goofier than hell. And
Pompous has his moments, for sure. I wouldn't say as goofy as Buford, though.
Yeah, I mean, I took Buford out this morning. He's rolling around on his back. He's giving you the face, you know, you know, all this. And I said, you haven't gone to the bathroom all night. Do you think you might go to the bathroom? And no, he was just like that. And then he got up, and then he, okay, I'll go to the bathroom. And then that was it. But this looks like a good dog. This is kind of, he does, is he a barker at all? Or does it?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's a quiet dog.
He's,
yeah,
he's
this could be a good dog. You know what? If you're a single person or, you know, a family, maybe you're getting close to retirement or something like this. This dog, well, you know, this dog could be a good dog. Or but if you have kids, you know, this is going to be a good all-around dog.
That's how I feel, too. I feel like he would do great with one person, with a multi-person family. He's not picky. I don't think he's ever met a stranger in his life. he loves everyone immediately.
Yeah, he's got bird dog in him with that, with those spots like that. I don't know what kind, but you know, what we keep threatening to do is DNA Buford.
Oh, you need to.
And we need to do that.
I need to know.
And we all need to know. We all need to know what he is. But, Pontus is, yeah, he'd be a good one to DNA also. Okay, anything else going? Oh, what else you got going?
Doggy Dash is coming up.
That's right.
On the 15th, so next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
You can still register online at havenhumane.org. You can also just, you know, show up, pay day of. And, of course, a special thing this year with Doggy Dash is it's at the Lake Reading Pavilion. There's also going to be a community fair with vendors. So there's going to be food, live music, and a lot of fun activities that are fun for the whole family and your pup. You can bring your pup to the fair as well.
Okay. Cool. And good luck to your puppy. This is really, he's laying underneath the table. He's not jumping around. So, you know, two to three. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I just, you know, was having a class on aging horses the other day and had one vet tell me one thing and had another vet that was with them tell me another thing. And it's by looking at, you have to look at, you know, both sides of the mouth. And one side looked a little different than the other. So, but it makes, you know, makes like, you know, a 3-year difference. It's not a big thing, but the aging animals, vets, I guess, can look at them and they look at teeth. And
that's what we do. We look at teeth. That's usually the best indicator,
yeah.
But it's not, you know, a perfect sign.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. And especially, but he looks like he's active and you're going to get a lot of fun out of this boy.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here and we'll be right back after these messages.
Trucks, they'll run forever if you keep oiling. you treat them right. A good woman holds you together. She'll stick with you for the rest of your life. Good buddies will always come running, got your back no matter what. The good dogs don't live long enough.
Lawmaker would change his mind about gun control. He even won. It was a somewhat close race. I think he won by like 5 points. But yeah, Democrats had a really good night. And for a variety of reasons, I happen to think that we had a fairly weak slate of candidates. Winston Sears mm-hmm. is great on our issue, but she did not run a good campaign. But regardless of the reasons, Democrats are taking full advantage of. The seats that they picked up, and they're not wasting any time at all. Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
These things have passed. Now, Harvey Dillon has said that once they go into effect, when the laws go into effect, that she mm-hmm. plans to come back and sue Virginia. And I'm thinking probably at that point, maybe they get an injunction, maybe they stop the enforcement of it while it's going through. I mean, do you have any thoughts on what's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, so again, we've got 13 different bills. I don't expect the DOJ is going to sue on all of them, but the problem with suing over the gun and magazine ban is that Virginia is located in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has already upheld the state of Maryland's ban on assault weapons. It's already upheld Maryland's restrictions on magazines over 10 rounds. So the challenge mm-hmm. there is that, any judge, I think, is going to say, regardless of how good a case the DOJ makes, I'm bound by precedent, to uphold this law. And so I'm glad to see that the DOJ is stepping in, and I hope that it's not just on that particular bill. I'd love to see them go after the storage requirements, the carry restrictions, and some of the other, infringements that are coming. But we're also going to see, I think, a strategy of Second Amendment groups suing in both federal court and in state court. Virginia does have a section of a state constitution protecting the right to keep and bear arms. We have seen several gun control laws, including universal background checks, overturned because of the language in the Virginia state constitution.
Oh.
So,
okay.
So I think you're going to see sort of a two-track strategy where, some cases are going to be filed in federal court, some of this is going to be litigated in circuit court.
And of course, you're covering all of that over at BearingArms.com. You've been doing this a long time. You watch this left and right. Are you seeing what I'm seeing, which is when they can't get things done for gun control on the federal level, they're really ramping up their efforts in the states?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And not just even at the states. I mean, they're trying to undo firearm preemption laws around the country. So they're willing to go down to the local level, right? If they can't pass a gun control law in a red state, well, if they can get rid of firearms preemption, they can get thrown out. Then you can have, all the gun control in the world in these blue cities, located in red states. So, yes, this is a strategy, right? And they know that they can't get anything through Congress right now. They don't have a friendly White House like they did during the Biden administration. And so they are redoubling their efforts. And when they get that toehold, like they did in Virginia, where all of a sudden Democrats had complete control of state government, they're not running one or two bills, right? They're going as hard as they can. Colorado had multiple bills this year. The only reason why California hasn't seen more gun control this session, well, two reasons. One, they've already got so much on the books, mm-hmm. but then two, the budget deficit is just playing havoc with the legislative priorities for Democrats. They're kind of constrained in that regard. When you look at other blue states, Illinois, New York, in Rhode Island, they passed a ban on the sale and manufacture of so-called assault weapons last year, and now they've got a bill that would ban the possession. So everybody who legally owns one today could not legally own one, if this, bill takes effect.
Which is a chance for us to remind people, anytime they say, well, you'll be grandfathered in, they're lying. They
right.
have no intention whatsoever of letting you keep it, because they'll come back and say, well, you know, clearly if it's too dangerous for you to buy, it's too dangerous for you to have. So you can't keep it. I mean, they will tell you it's grandfathered to get people to relax a little bit, and then they'll come right back after it's passed and say, well, now we got to go pick them all up. We, you know, got to ban possession.
That's right. That's right. And I mean, again, I guess, you know, from the gun control activist standpoint, that makes sense, right? As you said, if it's too dangerous for you to buy, well, it's too dangerous for you to own. So it doesn't matter if we're talking about, you know, the most popular rifles in the world or the some of the most popular rifles and pistols in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are this is not about just eradicating these sales and stopping the sales of these firearms. This is about getting rid of the guns that are currently in the hands of lawful gun owners. That has been their mission for decades, and it continues to be their mission today.
All right, you just sat through watching this whole thing there, through, from the election to what's going on in the legislature there in Virginia. So what is your take, what is your advice to people around the country who are thinking that that can come here, and by the way, they would be right, because it is planned to go everywhere. What can individuals do or gun owner groups do?
You know, it's a great question. And, you know, sometimes the answer is not much, right? I mean, at least to stop legislation from passing. We kind of saw that in Virginia. So the first thing you got to do is to build that firewall. Don't let them have an anti-gun majority. And that means that you go and you vote. You support candidates that are going to support the Second Amendment. You do what you can beyond voting, whether it's cutting check, whether it's volunteering for a campaign, somebody that you believe in. But you are involved in the political process, right? That's the first step. And then, again, get organized. We are lucky to have tireless advocates around the country who have put together really some first-rate organizations at the state level. And, you know, if you're not a member of a group, like in Virginia, we've got the Virginia Citizens Defense League. You've got the Virginia Shooting Sports Association. If you're not a member of the state level group in the state where you live, then you need to get involved because they need your help.
I was going to say a little bit more forcefully, something on the order of shame on you or what the hell are you thinking? But yeah, you know, the thing is, here's the deal. I explain to people, if you don't belong to these groups, it means you're sitting in the wagon and we're trying to pull the wagon. You need to get out here and help us pull this wagon because you're dead weight. It's worse than working. I mean, I know you think you're not hurting, but you are. If you're not helping, you're hurting. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, so, again, prevention, I think, is the best way to respond to this threat. And then if you live in a state where, unfortunately, the electoral forces are against you and these bad bills become terrible laws, all the more reason, again, to support your local organizations, to support the national organizations of your choice, because that's when the fight goes to the courtroom. And you know, those cases, absolutely, those cases cost money. And, you know, again, we're really, I think, lucky right now to have Harmy Dillon in charge of the Civil Rights Division of the DOJ, because it is a huge help when the DOJ comes in and tells the court, hey, we think you at least need to consider this case.
Right.
You know, that carries weight with judges. And so that's a huge help. But again, you know, it can cost, you know, $1 million or more to litigate a case up to the Supreme Court. And the gun control activists, unfortunately, they have deeper pockets than we do.
Well,
they
do.
They've got several billionaires.
I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting for that pro Second Amendment billionaire to go all in defense of the right to keep their arms. We don't have our Bloomberg, right? We don't have Paul Allen on our side. But what we do have are tens of millions of gun owners who, not enough of them are Second Amendment advocates and activists, but they all have the potential to be. Right.
Yeah. And it's not, people say, well, I don't have much money. You don't have to have a lot of money. $25, $50, $100, whatever you got. Throw it in there. But just join, belong, be a part of it. Cam, look, before we go, I tell people where they could catch up with what you're doing, okay?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. BearingArms.com is the best place to do so. We're writing each and every day about the latest Second Amendment news and information from across the nation. And then in the upper right-hand corner of the screen, you can click on, I think it's got my picture, and it'll take you to the Cam and Company podcast. We do that Monday through Thursday. Generally, you know, interview a guest, talking, kind of delving deeply into a topic, and then we've got armed citizen stories and more. So, Tom, again, man, I always appreciate the invite. Love spending time with you, and thanks very much for letting me spend some of my Sunday with you.
You bet. You do good work, my friend.
No, I appreciate that. So do you, sir.
All right, you take care. Cam Edwards, check it out, bearingarms.com. Hey, Jim, do we got time to get Mike in here? We do. Let's do this. Grab Mike in Winchester, Tennessee. Hey, Mike, thank you for your patience. I appreciate you hanging in there. What you got there?
Hey, Tom, thanks for squeezing me in, buddy. Hey, you know, I told you I got that Kimber 1911 DS Warrior. I finally got it to the range. Put about 250 rounds through it. I'm super impressed with that pistol. Super impressed. The lockup is super tight. I carried a gold combat Kimber on duty for 10 years, and that was back when their custom shop was putting out really good guns. And it's on par with that. It's not as, you know, good as my Wilson Combat CQB, but, man,
well,
I'm telling you, the trigger's awesome.
It's half the price, too.
Go ahead.
It's half the price of the Wilson Combat.
You know, I mean, I've read stuff online, you know, you got to take everything with a grain of salt, but I am super impressed for $1,000. That gun's fantastic, but it dies for a red dot, an optic. And so what your folks might want to know is taking the optics plate out can be a pain in the you-know-what. And
oh, really?
I found out from CNH Precision that makes the optics plates for that. When Kimber did the early version of the gun, they didn't cover the screw mounts for the optic plate, and they put the coating in there. And when they ran the screws in, they're like putting the red Loctite in there. And people are breaking off the screws to where Kimber says, ship us back the slide. We'll get the screws out, and we'll run the chase the threads and send it back. So that, but
well,
apparently
good.
They fixed that from what I've heard.
Right. Well, that's good that they're taking care of it. But I mean, it's a lot of pistol for the money. And I think Kimber was really good early on. They had some bad years where they weren't producing the quality, but I think they're very much back and turning out some really good quality stuff. That's a great range report. I appreciate that, sir. And I said half the price. It's, you know, a third of the price or a quarter of the price on some of those Wilsons. I mean, the Wilsons are really good, but it's that old deal of diminishing returns that, you know, with another 100% of cost, you really get 100% more. Not in most things, but often it's worth it.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Just want to know if that deal is really worth it.
IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-497-9852. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-497-9852. That's 800-497-9852. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
All right, so you got a problem with your gun. It's not shooting the way you want to. Well, I can take care of that one for you. Rich has called in with exactly that out of Westminster, Colorado. Hey, Rich, what's going on? What kind of gun you got here?
So I've got a 5-inch Springfield Prodigy. Still has the iron sights on it. And I was shooting it at an indoor range the other day on a rest. At 5 yards, it was pretty much right on the money. But as I worked out 7, 10, 15, 20 yards, by the time I got to 20 yards, it was like 4 inches high and about an inch and a half left. And I don't know what's going on with it. So if you got any tips or ideas, that'd be much appreciated.
Okay. How much left is it at say, 20 yards?
Yeah, 20 yards, about an inch and a half left.
Okay, so it's not a lot at this point, a little bit. And you feel good about the rest, and you're not yanking the trigger or doing anything.
Right.
Okay. So let's see, we're shooting, you say it's going high and left as we get further out. Here's the question. First question is, you can't have it shooting to point of aim at all places, because that's an impossibility. So where do you want it to be shooting? What range do you want it to be hitting exactly where you go? You're aiming.
About 10 yards. Yeah, somewhere between 7 and 10 yards. If it was dead on within 7 to 10 yards, I'd be happy with that.
Well, you're almost there, because if it's on at 5, can't remember, does that have adjustable sights, or is that just a drift rear sight?
So the way the rear sight works, it's actually part of the optic platform. So you take two screws out, and the whole rear sight comes off with that plate so that you can put a red dot on it. Because most people run them with red dots.
Are you going to eventually go to a red dot?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a range toy, so it's not like I'm carrying it for for duty or competing with it. It's just something I enjoy shooting, but I'd like it to shoot a little bit better than what it's doing.
All right, so what happened, move the rear sight to the right ever so slightly, and the rear sight needs to go down ever so slightly, because you always want to move the rear sight in the direction you want the bullets to go on the target. So you want the rear sight to go down and to the right. And if you don't have those adjustments in it, I'm going to tell you the quick and easy way to go, and it's going to be easy for you, is just put a red dot on. Now you can adjust it and do whatever you want to do with it.
All right.
Does that make sense? I mean, that way you could adjust it and get it right where you want and fine-tune it. I think because it's a range tour, you're going to end up putting a dot on it anyway.
Probably, yeah.
I thought so. I think that's going to solve your problem. I mean, you're pretty close as it is, and if you want it to be like where it needs to be at 7 to 10, if you're on at 5, you're just practically there anyway. But, yeah, I would say put a dot on it, and then you can play with that whole deal. You can crank it out to 25 and sight it in. And then it's kind of fun if you get it on the money at 25 and then bring the target back up to 5 and see how much it moves. It probably won't be as much as you think. So there you go. Dot will take care of that. Okay, now is a good time. Give me a call. You can be part of the crazy after show that we do around here. That's the part that doesn't make it to the radio stations for very good reason, as you find out, if you ever listen to it. But it's available as part of the podcast. Give me a call at 866-TALK-GUN or Tom Talk Gun. In the meantime, join your local, your state gun rights groups. No more excuses. Just do it. And practice your draw every day. Dry fire every single day. When you need that thing in a hurry, it might just save your life.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever duty calls. Visit t-mobile.com/military-savings to learn more.
In Cheyenne, Wyoming, a group of community volunteers, including bank employees and veteran advocates, joined forces in September to renovate the outdoor courtyard at the VA Cheyenne Healthcare Facility. What began as a simple service day turned into a meaningful community collaboration. More than a dozen volunteers pulled weeds, stained benches, and revitalized outdoor spaces near the Veteran Experience office, all to make the environment more welcoming for veterans and their families visiting for appointments. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in-store.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Search is on for two American troops in Morocco. Donna Warder reports.
The United States African Command says two U.S. service members who took part in annual multinational military exercises are missing in southwestern Morocco. The Moroccan military says they went missing around 9 p.m. Saturday, and the U.S., Morocco, and other countries have launched a search and rescue operation. AFRICOM says the war games exercises began in April in Tunisia and were also in Ghana and Senegal before Morocco, where they're scheduled to wrap up soon. AFRICOM says they've involved active duty members of different branches of the U.S. military and would not say what unit or branch the missing service members belong to. I'm Donna Water.
President Trump announcing Project Freedom to help ships leave the Strait of Hormuz starting Monday morning. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
President Trump says the project aims to assist neutral and innocent countries affected by the Iran war. Iran has rejected it. President also says ongoing discussions with Iran could lead to positive outcomes. A cargo ship near the strait was attacked by a small craft early Sunday, that according to British military. Iran denies the attack, saying a ship was stopped for a documents check.
Meanwhile, Tehran is reviewing a U.S. response to its proposal to end the war and says nuclear issues not included. Federal authorities are investigating after United Airlines passenger jet struck a light pole on the New Jersey Turnpike while landing at Newark Liberty International. FAA says that incident happened Saturday afternoon as the Boeing 767 was landing. Officials say the plane landed safely on a flight from Italy. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, launching a new project, or just looking for that extra edge, your brain is your most valuable asset. Now there's a way to support it every single day, ThinkFactor. From the makers of Relief Factor, Think Factor is built to help you stay sharp, nurture your memory, boost your attention. It unlocks the mental clarity and precision you need to stay ahead of the game, no matter the challenge. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works. This is not a one-off. You want to take Think Factor regularly. If you're a go-getter who refuses to settle, Think Factor can help you perform at your best and keep your edge. Call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF, or just visit ReliefFactor.com to order Think Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily with Think Factor.
It's a very disturbing story that had worried many parents in Europe. Austrian police have detained now at least one suspect in the case where jars of baby food had been poisoned. Here's Julie Walker with the story.
Police in eastern Austria say a 39-year-old suspect has been arrested after rat poison turned up in some hip baby food jars on supermarket shelves in central Europe. Police said a customer reported that a jar appeared to have been tampered with, but no one had consumed the baby food. The Germany-based company recalled some of its products after the case came to light last month. HIP said it had been a victim of extortion, adding that an unspecified blackmailer sent a message to a mailbox and that they had informed the police and are greatly relieved by the arrest. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. As the 9/11 25-year mark approaches, the nonprofit group Tunnel to Towers taking a piece of the World Trade Center steel all across America. Laura Winters explains.
The CEO of Tunnel to Towers, Frank Siller, says this tour is all about educating the next generation and those 25 and under who were not alive during the terrorist attack. The 16,000-pound steel beam from the South Tower of the World Trade Center will be driven on a truck across the country from New York City with stops at American landmarks, including Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, the Space Center in Houston, and the Flight 93 Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Laura Winters reporting.
Investigation continues in a case of suspected hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship in the Atlantic. World Health Organization says three people have died, three others are in bad shape. More on these stories, townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This Mother's Day, don't just give mom a car. Give her a feast she'll never forget. Join us Sunday, May 10th in the Wind River Event Center for our lavish Mother's Day brunch. Chef-carved prime rib, fresh succulent crab, omelet and French toast station with an assortment of savory sides and desserts. Strictly for spoiling all the moms in our lives. With three separate seatings at 9 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 2 p.m. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. Visit windriver.com for more details. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Reading Online.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
He's long been involved with Weight Watchers, which was premised on the notion that it was about willpower and discipline. And she has renounced that view, and Weight Watcher has as well. Weight Watchers has acquired a drug dispensing arm where they provide clients with access to the new GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro, because they feel that that is now a legitimate part of your weight loss journey. And so Oprah's new book, Enough, Your Health, Your Weight, and What It's Like to Be Free, well, that is a matter for discussion, because if you're taking a weight loss drug, you're not entirely free. You may be burdened with the side effects of the weight loss drug. You may be burdened with the costs of the weight loss drug. But in a matter of speaking, you can be free from the cravings which drive you to eat a lot of food and experience weight gain. And when interviewed, she said, and I quote, "I have the obesity gene." And that, in her opinion, exonerates her from the personal responsibility to maintain a disciplined diet. Certainly she has tried with exercise and diet to optimize her weight. But when she said, "I have the obesity gene," I kind of cringed, because Oprah has a way of boiling down science to pop science and oversimplifying things, and in the process, a lot of nuance is lost. So let's talk about genetic influences on diet. In other words, is it your fault you're fat, or is it a genetic inheritance? And there are a variety of studies on this. Among the best are what are called twin and family studies, and I have one here in front of me, where if you look at twins, you find that there's a high concordance between their genetic similarity, which if they're identical twins, they're identical, and the likelihood that they're going to inherit a susceptibility to obesity. But it's not 100%. Twin and family studies show about a 40 to 70% heritability of obesity, and that is similar to height. You know, if you got short parents, more likely you're going to be short. If you got very tall parents, you know, and we can see this sometimes because I see sometimes, the children of NBA and WNBA basketball players, the offspring, often make great basketball players because they got the athletic gene from mom and dad and they got the height gene, and that's going to help them in their career. So Oprah says, I have the obesity gene. Actually, it's not a gene. It's hundreds of genes that are involved in various aspects that affect your outcome of weight, including appetite genes, metabolism genes, fat distribution genes. You know, there's some people just, they're very hippie. You know, they got the big fat deposition around the buttocks. And some have a belly fat distribution. And also the genes affect cravings. And so here is a twin study from Sweden. And it doesn't just look at susceptibility to obesity. It also looked at dietary choices from a genetic standpoint. Now, there are tests, and I've done them on patients. I'm very familiar with them, which purport to tell you whether you should be on a plant-based diet or a carnivore diet or a low-carb diet or a low-fat diet based on your genes. And we now have pretty good ways of sequencing genes, and it's thought that by sequencing our genes we can come up with a diet that fits your genetic profile, diet typing by genetic analysis. But it's not really ready for prime time. But there is some evidence based on a twin study that shows that a lot of one's food preferences are inherited. They say heritability estimates across dietary traits range from 20% to 61%. Genetic influences on overall dietary pattern exceeded 40%. That's pretty high. They found that heritability for certain food groups, for example, high for venison. People who prefer venison, there's some people who abhor venison. And some people who just love venison. 61% heritability. But when it comes to potatoes, it was only 24%. And when it comes to nutrients, there was about a 50% heritability for fiber. Some people just love fiber. Some people just don't do well with fiber. They're bloated. They don't feel good with fiber. And when it comes to sodium, 20%. Heritability for sodium. But, you know, there is maybe some genetic components in terms of how the kidneys handle sodium, etc. Taste preferences. Substantial genetic contributions ranging from a low of 21% to 61%. That's pretty strong genetic contribution. The strongest effect was observed for bitter foods. And this is something we know, that there's a genetic determination of whether you like or dislike bitter foods. And it has to do with the distribution of bitter receptors on your tongue. In other words, things like black coffee. We know that kids, for example, don't like black coffee, but as they grow older, their bitter receptors become more open to black coffee, or the taste of hops-rich beer, which is very bitter. And some people just can't stand it, and other people love bitter food. Grapefruit, too, a bitter thing. So there was a genetic component in preference for bitter foods. But there's also a genetic predilection for sweet foods, for example, jam or marmalade. And so what they found also is that certain dietary behaviors, such as restraint versus uncontrolled eating. I think I have a fairly high degree of restraint because I can go a long time without eating. And, you know, once I start, you know, I can stop. You know, I still am not off the races usually. Versus uncontrolled eating. Heritability has been reported at 45 to 60%. Now, my mom and dad, I don't have any siblings, but my mom and dad, Dad got a little overweight as he got older. As a young man, he was an athlete, but then he slowed down and gained weight. So not inherently obese person, relatively lean person in his youth, but he gained weight, so I guess I may have some susceptibility to that. Mom, relatively slender for most of her life. Yeah, I mean, she filled out a little later when she slowed down, but by no means do I have a strong heritability for obesity. When it comes to nutrient and energy intakes, there's heritability about 20 to 45%. So, you know, it's oversimplifying it to say, I have the obesity gene, hence I need to take a GLP-1 drug. There's a lot you can do with environment. There's a lot you can do besides take a weight loss drug. Oprah's book really celebrates the advent of these drugs, and I think they're a boon to many people. But we'll talk a little later in the program, a theme on today's Intelligent Medicine, weight loss and some ingenious approaches to weight loss that don't necessarily involve drugs. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Kids don't just bring home homework, they bring home germs. And those germs don't just stay with them, they spread to the whole household. That's why Clear Nasal Spray was created by a practicing physician to give parents and grandparents peace of mind. You may not think about it, but your nose is filtering out a semi-truck full of air every single day. Clear isn't just another spray. It creates an additional layer of protection in your nose that blocks bacteria and viruses before they can even take hold. Yes, even that virus. Supporting your body's defenses right where germs first try to enter. Clear is a hygiene product recommended for daily use, drug-free, non-drowsy, and safe for all ages. Just a quick spray in the morning and evening helps you cleanse your nose. Don't just hope for protection, create it. Get Clear Nasal Spray, your daily defense. Clear Nasal Spray is available at retailers nationwide and online. Check out clear.com for our special offers. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
If your quest for longevity feels overwhelming, here's some good news. It starts with one simple daily habit. MitoPure gummies from Timeline. They're the first ever longevity gummies that ignite mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. MitoPure gummies utilize a powerful compound that redefines what's possible for your longevity. MitoPure produces the first ever Urolithin A gummies that support your cellular energy so you feel strong, clear, and vibrant. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I thought it was a significant boost in my workout since I started using it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Better recovery starts at the cellular level. For more information and to order, just go to timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for 20% off. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for 20% off MitoPure gummies with code Hoffman.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Everybody calls us a lion. You're a
get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. We kicked off our program by talking about the weight loss drugs that have been celebrated in Oprah's new book, which is titled Enough. Enough of this BS about willpower and dieting and exercising. The weight loss drugs are here, and we can feel liberated with them is the general theme of that book and her interviews. There are some other ways that we can approach this weight loss program problem besides utilizing weight loss drugs, which can be a boon for the tens of millions of Americans. According to some estimates, the majority of Americans who are obese or overweight and can utilize these drugs and are tolerant of the drugs and can afford the drugs. There are a lot of caveats about these drugs. After 1 year, virtually half of the people who are off the drugs, either because they can't stand them or because they simply can't keep shelling out hundreds of dollars a month to afford them. The recent dietary guidelines for America were changed to emphasize unprocessed foods and to de-emphasize ultra-processed foods. And here is some stark evidence that consuming an unprocessed diet reduces energy intake. And the background of the study is there's a study back in 2019 that reported a randomized clinical trial showing that an ultra-processed diet increased energy intake by about 500 calories per day. 500 calories per day compared to an unprocessed diet. So you can imagine what happens when you consume an additional 500 calories per day, day in, day out, 365 and days per year, and year in, year out. You're going to end up gaining a lot of weight. It's calorie balance. You know, no matter how much you exercise, you consume a lot of processed foods. Turns out that kids consume the majority of their calories as highly processed foods. So this study, small study, they gave adults either an ultra-processed or an unprocessed diet for 2 weeks, and then they switched over, and they looked at energy intake. And what they found was with the unprocessed diet, participants selected components with what is called a less equal blend of energy from carbohydrate and fat, which is a more favorable ratio compared to the ultra-processed meals. With the unprocessed diet, participants preferentially chose low energy dense components with lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, high fiber foods, whole grains, creating meals lower in energy. And what they found is that low energy dense and blend index strongly predict observed energy intakes. In other words, unprocessed meals may reduce energy intake because, A, they have a less balanced carbohydrate-fat blend, and they promote a form of nutritional intelligence. Yeah, this is important. Your natural nutritional intelligence, whereby a compromise is struck between consuming calories and consuming micronutrients, which is called micronutrient deleveraging. So you're getting the value from the food without the excess calories. Ultra-processed foods, not the case. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is...
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Potential upsets afoot with the Electoral College and the usual Democrat-heavy California gubernatorial race. Find out how and why on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Spring cleaning isn't just for your house, it's for your life. If your job is getting old, it's time to clear the clutter and spring into IT. Go to My Computer Career.
My Computer Career helped me get the skills and certifications I needed to start a new life as an IT professional in months, not years.
Earn the certifications that top employers are looking for right now. Visit mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation to see if it's time to spring into IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
There were many important reasons why I started my FullScript online supplement dispensary. I wanted to offer you the same curated professional-grade supplement brands that I use, ones I know and trust. I also wanted to ensure that they weren't counterfeit or expired. Recently, I've been hearing more and more about counterfeit or expired products purchased from online retailers. With FullScript, you can be confident your supplements are genuine and they'll arrive with optimal freshness and potency. Also, buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, and a highly rated mobile app. It's safe, secure, HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. To get started, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822. Or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iccars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today, or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
In today's fast-moving job market, staying ahead means keeping your skills sharp. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we help keep your capabilities cutting edge with our skills-based education programs designed to move your career forward. Explore more than 135 degrees and certificates in business, cybersecurity, and more. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If you want to get in on the discussion, 877-726-8255 is our number. And you call that number and you'll be prompted to record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is a question for you regarding a condition my brother has. It's MDS, with very low white blood cell count. He's been managed on antibiotic, antifungal, antiviral for the past about 2 years, but he has night sweats and continues to have arthritic conditions, which they say is arthritis, and it's more rheumatoid, so they've got him on some other medications, Plaquenil. But I actually wonder if there's anything. They don't want to do any other kind of treatment like chemotherapy yet, which is good. But I just wonder if there's other things. Nutritionally, he kind of went off all the supplements because we didn't know what was causing what. He was getting, like, he had, his hands are all cracking and peeling and they're swollen and, uncomfortable. And then he gets night sweats still, even though he's on the antibiotics and the antivirals. So just a question, nutritionally, what to, you know, try. I think he's been trying gluten-free, lactose-free, but, if there's anything that you can recommend, and appreciate your expertise. Thank you.
Okay, so MDS, we'll translate that for you because doctors love acronyms, and a lot of you may not know what MDS is. In other words, it's not just the plural of doctors. MDS, myelodysplastic syndrome. And myelodysplastic syndrome, it's a lot of different syndromes. And what it basically has to do with is malfunctioning bone marrow. You see, your blood elements, which are your white blood cells and your red blood cells and your platelets, get made in your bone marrow. And as you get older, you're more likely to have tired, dysfunctional bone marrow. And that may affect the red blood cells, in which case you develop anemia, or it may affect the white blood cells, which is the case with your blood, with your brother, who has low immunity because he lacks the requisite white blood cell defenders, or in some cases low platelets, and then sometimes things go kablooey, and instead of two low levels of these blood cells, you get an explosion of, say, white blood cells, and that's a form of leukemia. And so it's a variety of syndromes, and what's being done for your brother is he's being treated symptomatically. In other words, he has a low immunity, so he's being given antibiotics and antivirals to help fend off infection. But we're really not getting to the bottom of the problem, which is that there's not enough white blood cells. There are treatments for that. There's various things that stoke white blood cell production, like Neupogen. And if it's red blood cells, they use erythropoietin or Procrit. And there's also the prospect that for men, sometimes testosterone can rev up the bone marrow a little bit. That's one of the reasons why women in general have lower blood counts than men. They don't have the testosterone. Testosterone can somewhat increase blood counts.
and can be helpful. When it comes to fundamental treatments for this, they're working on this because since there's so many variations of myelodysplastic syndrome, they're looking for drugs that work lock and key to address some of the genetic glitches that cause myelodysplastic syndrome. Now, you may just say, well, why don't we just give some, like, Miracle-Gro for the bone marrow? But it doesn't work that way. So, for example, if I order a Ford F-150 truck, and they say, well, there's like a 3-month wait list. And I go, well, why can't they just send some more rubber, glass, steel, aluminum to the plant and get my truck built faster? And the answer is we can give all the raw materials that we want to the Ford plant, but the problem is in the assembly line. And that's the problem in the bone marrow when it comes to making blood elements. The assembly line is screwed up. It's not a lack of nutrients, usually. I mean, some anemias are a form of nutritional deficiency, like B12 deficiency or iron deficiency. There's some evidence that with myelodysplastic syndrome, vitamin D may be important. Many patients with myelodysplastic syndrome are low in vitamin D, so I'd recommend that he get his vitamin D tested and treat to get adequate levels of vitamin D, and vitamin D is good for immunity, after all. Also, I saw a recent study out of Brazil that looks at EGCG from green tea for the treatment of myelodysplastic syndrome. And there's some emerging evidence that these controversial drugs that have been touted for cancer and for COVID, like ivermectin and fembendazole, may have some utility in myelodysplastic syndrome. But the results are not very conclusive on that. Challenging problem. They don't have a cure, but they're working on some angles on myelodysplastic syndrome because it's a relatively common syndrome. You know, the average 95-year-old is going to have some elements of bone marrow suppression, usually. They're going to have a little lower than normal white count or lower than normal red blood cell count. Their bone marrow is getting older and tired and more dysfunctional. So it is an age-related condition, but there are some ways to address it. So thanks for your question, because it's not a rare problem. It is a fairly common problem, and we need to do better to address it. 877-726-8255 is our number. Folks, do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging, or as Cher might put it, can you turn back time? Well, yeah, in a manner of speaking, because your aging clock is related to the function of your mitochondria. NT Factor Lipids is a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids that are found in your cellular membranes, which are key to your cellular function, and they've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, which accumulates with age and disease. It's a primary cause of biological aging. NT Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy or just older, more tired and frail individuals. I've been using NT Factor for years. So I don't go a day without it. NT Factor Lipids comes in an easy-to-use powder in two convenient sizes. I just had some this morning. For more information and order, just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or please go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for NT Factor Lipids powder. And put a scoop of it in your shake or on your berries. It's a great way to help renew your mitochondria. All right, this item, because we're talking about weight loss, and the drugs, there, no question, have remarkable effects in terms of curbing appetite and helping people lose double-digit quantities of pounds. Brain stimulation matches semaglutide for weight loss. The most popular semaglutide is Ozempic, and there is a form of brain stimulation. It doesn't involve electrodes implanted into the brain. It's external. It is called transcranial magnetic stimulation, which is sometimes used for the treatment of depression with some degree of success. And also, they're pioneering its use in movement disorders like Parkinson's and benign tremor. And here's what they found. Repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation produced 12-month weight loss comparable to semaglutide, and greater than that achieved with SGLT2 inhibitors in adults with obesity and type 2 diabetes. The SGLT2 inhibitors are the old-fashioned ones. So in this study, they used neurostimulation targeting the prefrontal cortex of the brain, which reduced food cravings and body weight for up to 1 year in individuals with obesity. So they, in the study, the patients got transcranial magnetic stimulation 3 times per week. It has to be done in the doctor's office because they don't have really consumer devices yet. Some of them they're offered. They just license a treatment for home treatment of depression with a device, but they haven't really said that the devices that are available for consumer use at home are equivalent to what you get in the office. 3 times per week, 5 consecutive weeks of TMS. And what they found is that the results were equivalent with TMS versus semaglutide. The weight change is actually better with TMS, minus 8.2 kilograms, which is what? Like, that's almost getting up towards 20 pounds versus slightly less with semaglutide. The patient treated with weight loss achieved with TMS was similar in patients with obesity alone and or in combination with type 2 diabetes. So they say that the conclusion is TMS may be an effective initial weight loss therapy. It could be employed in combination with drugs to promote and maintain weight loss in individuals with obesity with and without diabetes. So, yeah, this might be, for some people, better tolerated than some of the weight loss drugs that cause severe GI side effects and other side effects that make them impossible to take long term. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You know that feeling when everything just clicks? Your mind is sharp, your mood is steady, your body feels like it's firing on all cylinders. That's not luck, that's what your body is capable of every single day. Now, I've looked into a lot of fish oil supplements, and honestly, most of them are mystery sourced, overprocessed, blasted with heat, and packed with synthetic add-ins. But this one is different. Omega-3 Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health starts with wild Alaskan salmon and cod, sustainably caught from some of the cleanest waters on the planet, and then it's processed at low temperatures to preserve what actually matters. We're talking about real omega-3s, naturally occurring vitamins A and D, and pro-resolving mediators, or PRMs, that help your body balance its own immune response. What does that mean for you? Clearer thinking, more stable mood, and real nature-based support for your heart and immune system. No shortcuts, no synthetic nonsense. If you want to feel the difference, go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman for 20% off site-wide. There's a crucial molecule in your body that helps control everything. Your circulation, your energy, your stamina, your heart, even your sharpness of mind. It's called nitric oxide. But after age 40, your body makes less and less of it. Less blood flow, less stamina, less of you. But now there's N101, the nitric oxide lozenge developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan, the world's leading nitric oxide researcher backed by Nobel Prize-winning science. N101 is designed to naturally restore your body's nitric oxide levels. Just do what I do and let one dissolve in your mouth twice a day. I especially make sure to take it before workouts. N101 goes to work in minutes, releasing nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream, supporting healthy circulation, boosting oxygen delivery to your muscles and brain, helping you feel the way you're supposed to feel. More energy, better blood flow, sharper focus. Visit HoffmanNO.com. That's HoffmanNO.com and use coupon code Hoffman10 for 10% off N101.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Oh, if that deal is really worth it. IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-296-6868. That's 800-296-6868.
You know the rush when you reach that goal, when something you've worked for pays off? That's success. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we believe you should never stop chasing it. That's why we offer a skills-based education that helps move your career forward. Learn how to apply emerging technologies like AI and data science. Build your leadership and critical thinking skills. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start May 13th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shell.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And a reminder, I just got my shipment of supplements from my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. And with all the fraudulent stuff out there, poor storage conditions. You never know how long something's been sitting in a warehouse or if it's been transported effectively. It might lose its potency or might not even deliver on the promises. It might be a supplement that's they slapped a counterfeit label on. Go to drhoffmanstore.com where we stock only highest quality supplements. And some of these are hard to find elsewhere. I make sure that we have the very same supplements that I recommend to my listeners and take myself, drhoffmanstore.com, my full script dispensary. And there are protocols there for allergy, bone, brain, detox, heart, immune, sleep, and stress support. So lots of resources there to enable you to support your health with high-quality supplements. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, we're talking about obesity and a big controversy in Maha. RFK Jr. Hates vegetable oils, refined vegetable oils like soybean oil, and prefers instead to use, perish the thought, lard and saturated fat. This story that
has been brewing for a while. Scientists find a hidden obesity trigger in soybean oil. There is a lot of what's called omega-6 in soybean oil. And by contrast, there's a lot of omega-3 in fish oil. And it turns out that we consume too much omega-6 oil in a modern diet. We flip the ratio from our Paleolithic ancestors who consumed more omega-3 and less omega-6. They got a little omega-6 from nuts and seeds, but now we refine nuts and seeds into oils that we put into all manner of processed foods. So it is not that, you know, maybe the reason that it seems that these oils make you fat is because they're ubiquitous in ultra-processed foods. And it's simply that when you consume a lot of these foods, you're consuming a lot of ultra-processed foods. But it turns out there's something inherent in soybean oil which may be obesogenic, according to research at University of California, Riverside. Soybean oil's hidden fat-derived molecules may quietly fuel obesity by rewiring how the body handles dietary fats. And it's kind of subtle here, and it may be that some people are immune to the effect, but there's a liver protein called HNF4A, or 4-alpha, and when this liver protein is overly stressed by high intake of soybean oil, it turns out that the linoleic acid, the omega-6 fat, is broken down into compounds known as oxylipins. Too much linoleic acid can result in elevated oxylipin levels, which are tied to inflammation and fat buildup. They say we've known since our 2015 study that soybean oil is more obesogenic than coconut oil. You know, calorie for calorie. Coconut oil, it's a saturated fat. But calorie for calorie, you take, say, 100 calories of soybean oil versus 100 calories of coconut oil, and the soybean oil is going to make you fatter. So what they found is that there was a problem associated with the soybean oil. They say soybean oil consumption in the U.S. has increased dramatically over the past century, rising from just about 2% of total calories to nearly 10% today. And soybeans do provide plant-based protein. I eat edamame in Japanese restaurants. I don't shun soy. And the oil, it contains no cholesterol. They say that excess intake of linoleic acid from sources, including ultra-processed foods, may be contributing to chronic metabolic problems, you think? They also found that mice consuming soybean oil had higher cholesterol levels, even though the oil contains no cholesterol. So it drove the body's production of cholesterol. According to the lead researcher on this, soybean oil isn't inherently evil, but the quantities in which we consume it triggers pathways in our bodies that didn't, or that our bodies didn't evolve to handle. And he also comments, it took 100 years from the first observed link between chewing tobacco and cancer to get warning labels on cigarettes. We hope it won't take that long for society to recognize the link between excessive soybean oil consumption and negative health effects. And the same thing could apply to, you know, other oils, safflower oil, corn oil. They all deliver high levels of omega-6 that our bodies aren't capable of dealing with properly. This item two. Okay, so breastfeeding, it's highly recommended for the child. Okay, it's good for your child to breastfeed. All right? That is a given. And, yeah, we don't want to make, we don't stigmatize women who decide not to breastfeed or can't breastfeed for one reason or another, but breastfeeding is good. When it comes to weight gain, a lot of women gain a lot of weight after pregnancy. So they did a study, breastfeeding duration and maternal weight change through adulthood in a population-based study. They did a study in Norway. Women born 1927 and 1965, and they completed questionnaires about whether they did breastfeeding or not breastfeeding. There was a significant interaction between breastfeeding duration per child and longer breastfeeding duration per child was associated with lower increase in weight among both mothers who either had overweight or obesity to begin with or had normal weight at the age of 18, irrespective of the time of the first birth. So Breastfeeding for greater than 3 months per child was significantly associated with lower increase in body mass index from age 18. Breastfeeding beneficial for the child, but also beneficial for mom. And, you know, it could be part of the reason fewer and fewer women are having multiple pregnancies. Fewer and fewer women are breastfeeding for a longer duration. And hence, we're seeing a surge in postmenopausal weight gain among women who either didn't breastfeed or had fewer children. So there you have it. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you ready to experience the future of digestive wellness with Dr. O'Hara's new and revolutionary postbiotic fermented food concentrate? Capsule-free and in individual sachet packets that harness the power of 5 years of fermentation and over 500 concentrated bioactive postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's postbiotic fermented food concentrate is a nutrient-dense paste designed to supercharge your digestive health, aid in nutrient absorption, and support whole-body immune wellness. Each sachet packet delivers a potent blend of fermented paste and prebiotics, which serve as fuel for your body's own unique gut microbiome. This concentrate supports your entire digestive tract, does not need refrigeration, non-GMO, dairy, and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara's postbiotic fermented food concentrate. It is the ultimate embodiment of traditional Japanese fermented craftsmanship, designed for those who seek the highest concentration of nature's restorative power in every serving. Ask your natural products retailer for it today or online at essentialformulas.com.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. IC Cars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, IC Cars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's I-S-E-E-C-A-R.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Authorities learning more now about that shooting incident in the White House Correspondents' Dinner attack.
Authorities have determined that buckshot from the gun of the man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Association dinner in an attempt to kill President Trump struck a Secret Service agent. That word comes from the federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation. Last week, Jeanine Pirro said there was no evidence the agent was hit by friendly fire during the incident at the Washington Hotel on April 25th. But the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia went beyond that, saying a shot from Cole Allen's weapons hit the officer's bullet-resistant vest. That officer survived. Allen was injured during the attack, but was not shot. I'm Julie Walker.
Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says American farmers are feeling the brunt of the war against Iran. Here is correspondent Greg Clugston.
Grassley says the Middle East conflict is spiking the cost of fuel and fertilizer in his home state of Iowa and across the country.
Diesel at more than $4, in some places is $5 or more. Fertilizer prices have shot way up.
The senator tells the Salem Radio Network those higher costs are putting a squeeze on American farmers.
You just can't continue it.
Grassley is pushing for Congress to approve year-round sales of E15, a higher ethanol fuel blend, to help lower prices at the gas pump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump promising to release new UFO records. He says they will be, quote, very interesting. Police in Austria say a 39-year-old suspect arrested after rat poison turned up in some baby food jars in a number of supermarket shelves in Central Europe. Officials say they are greatly relieved by that arrest. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, life moves fast. Staying sharp, focused, and clear-headed isn't always easy. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor has developed something brand new, Think Factor. Think Factor is made to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that unlocks mental clarity and precision, nurtures your memory, boosts your attention. With Think Factor, brain power and performance finally meet for lasting daily results. Supercharge your memory, mental sharpness. Your brain is your most valuable asset, powering your creativity, focus, and daily performance. If you're feeling mentally foggy, give it a try. After a couple of weeks of taking Think Factor, it was a game changer for me. Look, the longer you take Think Factor, the better it works for you. If you've ever thought you want to be more clear, more focused, call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
Deadly shooting in Texas.
Police asking for the public's help in identifying suspects in a shooting at a party in Amarillo that killed two teenagers and wounded 10 other people. Authorities looking for two people who opened fire at an apartment complex early Saturday morning. The motive was unclear. Police are asking local residents to check their doorbell and surveillance cameras for any unusual activity around that time. Surveillance video released by police shows two suspects opening fire at the outside of an apartment. John Scott reporting.
Hoax calls involving alleged bomb threats and even claims of active shooters, prompting evacuations and closures at several zoos around the United States in recent days. No explosives nor real dangers have been found in the latest string of what authorities call swatting incidents. That was in Ohio and also Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A GOP congressman gets a key endorsement from President Trump as he tries to succeed a veteran lawmaker.
President Donald Trump entered the fray of another Republican primary Friday by endorsing Kentucky Congressman Andy Barr for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by retiring Senator Mitch McConnell, the former longtime Senate GOP leader. Barr is facing former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron in the May 19th Republican primary and would have faced entrepreneur Nate Morris. In a Truth Social post just before his endorsement of Barr, Mr. Trump announced that he had asked Morris to step aside from the race to join his administration as an ambassador. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Landlords hoping to settle with Uncle Sam over what they say billions of dollars in losses due to the federal eviction moratorium in place for nearly a year during the pandemic. More than 1,500 landlords across the country are part of that suit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Welcome to the show. You are listening to Heroes of the North State, and I'm Michelle Slade. Tonight's guests are an amazing lineup. We are here to talk about ACEs, and you may have heard the term ACEs and wondered what is it, or maybe you're well-adversed and you have information that you could share with others. But tonight we're going to talk about ACEs, Awareness, Resiliency, and Hope Month. And ACEs is Adverse Childhood Experiences. And I have three amazing women here live with me in the studio to talk about what ACEs is and how they got involved, how it's affecting our community and those around us. And so you're not going to want to miss this episode. If you know someone who wants more information about ACEs, now's the time to give them a call and tell them to tune in right here on 96.5 FM, KCNR, 1460 AM. So in the studio live with me tonight is Susan Wilson. She's the Executive Director of Youth Options Shasta. Welcome, Susan.
It's nice to be here.
And then we also have Wendy Dickens. She is the executive director of First Five Shasta. Welcome.
Good evening. Welcome. Thank you very much for having us.
And then we also have Kelly Rizzi. Now, Kelly is the director of district and school support with Shasta County Office of Education. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are new to the show, let me give you just a brief background. We, several years ago during the car fire, decided to create a show called Heroes of the North State because there are just so many people in our community who rise above to help others just simply because it's the right thing to do. And tonight we have some local heroes, unsung heroes, that we want to shine the light on because they rise above every day in their professional life, in their personal life, and as community members and neighbors. And as unsung heroes go, they don't like to toot their own horns, so we invite them on the show to get to know them, their causes, and how we can create a better community for all of us. So today, let's just dive right in. I'm going to start with Susan. Susan, give us a little bit of a background of what ACES is, and then we will just dive into that as the show goes, and then also a little bit of background about who you are and what you do in our community.
Well, I'll start with ACES.
Okay.
Since that's our topic today. ACES is Adverse Childhood Experiences was a study that was done by Kaiser Permanente. It was done in the 1990s. It became really public probably in the early 2000s. And what they found was, and ended up with, was 10 questions which give you your ACE score. So there's a series of questions that turned out to be significant when they were looking at the health of their clients. So we have to remember that ACES, it's not about child maltreatment. It's not really, didn't start about adversity. It started about how do you get good health in people.
Okay.
Yes. And I think that that's a really important piece for your audience to remember. And I first ran across Vince Folletti, who was one of the major individuals who did the study excuse me, at Kaiser. I first ran across him in 2002 when I was involved with First Five Siskiyou. So that was in one of my previous lives. And it just took a little while for ACES to get going. In Shasta mm-hmm. County now, ACES is one of the major things on the strategic plan for Shasta
right.
County to
yeah.
is to address ACES. And I just finished working with folks at Mercy Hospital who are doing a community-wide assessment. They're also looking at ACES because one of the issues that we have locally is we have very high ACE scores.
Right. And so when we'll come back to, or do you want to elaborate now on what makes up an ACE score? Like, we can talk about the 10 different ones as we go along, but based on experiences that you've had when you were young,
before the age of 18.
Okay.
So we ask these questions of adults.
Right.
Before the age of 18, did any of these things happen to you? Now, they're in the forms of questions. I'll just give you a quick overview. So we have physical and emotional neglect.
Okay.
Social. Emotional neglect. We have physical, social, emotional, and sexual abuse.
Right.
And then we have the five, and I might need help from my friends here, we have the five what we call household dysfunctions.
Okay.
So that would be a family that has substance use in it in some way, mental illness in some way. Maybe there's a divorce, an incarcerated parent or family member. And finally, intimate partner violence, which we also call domestic violence in this world.
And so my understanding is then these scores are then tallied up and equivalent to maybe how what you will your effects medically will be down the road or could
be. Right. And I think that we'll get into that as we talk.
Okay.
But when you have a higher score, what we do know is the population, not the person, but the population with the higher scores lives on average 10 years less than the average lifespan.
So that's a good place to kind of stop for a second on that and just kind of think about that as a community, how that affects us overall.
Right.
So then, Susan, tell me a little bit about your background.
So I have done a lot of things in my life. I came to ACES, as I said, early in the 2000s, and it has really been something that has grabbed me, and I have never dropped that ball since I started. What I want to do in life is build strong families.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what I want to do. So I've done a lot of things. I helped with Help Me Grow with Wendy.
Yes, you have.
I brought with Kelly. We brought Focus, which is a program where we send first responders and first responders let schools know that there's been a response at this kid's house, and handle this child with care. They don't tell them what happened or anything. Okay. Handle this child with care to address adversity. But Kelly and I, we talked them into it, don't you think, Kelly?
I think so, yes.
So, I mean, that was a wonderful thing. I basically brought 211. You call 211 and you get a live person who answers your question, you know, and gets you help. And I brought that. So I all those things, though, go around adverse childhood experiences.
Yeah.
And how do you change the picture for a family? So that's my life.
That's
a very short part of her life. I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
We
don't have enough time for all the wonderful things that Susan has done.
What about the 40 developmental assets?
I know, 40 developmental assets.
The 40 developmental assets.
Yeah, come on now. Yeah. And the 5 protective factors trainings you do. Oh, come on, Susan.
Right. Culture of poverty.
Yeah. Culture of poverty.
How do we respect people and learn to work with people who are just a little different than we are?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, and that goes right back to the heart of the show, which is why you're here, Susan. Good
Thank
people
you.
Just rising above to make a difference in the lives of others.
Yeah.
So, well, we could spend an entire show, and we'll have you back and do that.
Definitely.
Let's move on to Wendy. Wendy, so give us a little background. Tell us again who you are and how you're involved in ACES and just a little bit about you.
Sure. So I probably first got involved with ACES working in child welfare. So I worked for child welfare here in Shasta County for 16 years. And really, you know, you begin to see some of the things that are happening in a family and the environment in which the family is living within. And you have words around those things, but not the same language. There wasn't great language, right? Mm-hmm. So when we began to learn about the study that was from Dr. Floody and Dr. Anda at Kaiser Permanente, we really were able to begin to have a common language around some of these pieces and parts and bring, as social workers, more information forward to families so that they could better understand maybe some of the dynamics that were happening and some of the things that were going on. So it's really a passion of mine as I moved into First 5, which is a prevention arena, to help make sure that families were aware that they needed to have some things put in place. Those 5 protective factors that we'll probably get into a little bit later on, building that for families early in a family's life when the children are really young, because the, you know, 0 to 5 is when the very important brain development is happening. Not that we don't continue to learn and develop our brains in further life, but the foundation of our brain development happens in those first 5 years. And if we are not supporting families during that time, then we've lost opportunity for those young kids.
Yeah.
And they are going to be our future, right? They're going to be the workforce of tomorrow. It's really important to me. So I've done a lot of work with, you know, making sure that we're putting information out there with Susan and with Kelly in regards to even, you know, becoming master trainers of this and being able to teach others how to train around or give presentations around, you know, what is adverse childhood experiences and trauma, right?
To
because
be able to
trauma,
recognize it.
Right, exactly, because trauma is added into that, right, that we're described, that are very common amongst people. That's the other piece that's really important for people to understand. This isn't a you and them and over there.
It's a population.
It's a population. It's, you know, it's over every socioeconomic status. It's over everybody. You are probably sitting next to someone with ACEs. You are probably talking to someone with ACEs if you don't yourself have them. So, you know, it's really important that we remind people of that and that they understand that this is widespread and that we have to do something as a community to begin to address that. So making sure people are aware is a really important piece of that information.
Absolutely. Well, I hear our music cueing. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Kelly, learn a little bit more about her, and then we're going to dive right into ACEs and how we can get the word out into our community. We'll be right back.
So Paris to China, gotta ride, sometimes there's airplanes that come.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to what I call reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Oh, brother, what a joint.
Pete was right. There's sure plenty of bananas.
I wonder when we hit the plantation.
Are you kidding? We're on it.
Huh?
If this map ain't lying, those are all mine.
Well, one thing's for sure, we'll never starve.
Art.
Huh?
Look through those trees. That house.
Holy.
Isn't it beautiful?
Looks like a railroad station.
And it's ours.
Good old Pete.
Art, please.
Please what?
Let's forget Pete.
Okay with me.
What a joy for a party.
Yeah, we'll have them. You got the key?
Yeah, here.
You want to look around out here first?
No, let's go in.
All right.
Welcome.
Pete!
Hello, pal.
It can't be.
Oh, that is, honey.
We thought you... Well, I mean, we...
It's too bad it didn't work.
No, no, Pete, put it away.
It's only a gun. You're not afraid of a little gun, are you?
Please, Pete, I didn't
know... Out of the way, Julie. I got some unfinished business with Artie.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of This Is Your FBI right after these messages.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Now let's get back to the crime-stopping action. This is your FBI on WIN Radio 1.
To those familiar with law enforcement, it is not surprising to find the FBI calling a special agent at 3 o'clock in the morning to set him to work on a hijacking. The men of your FBI have learned one rule for every type of crime investigation. That rule is there is no substitute for speed. Clues may disappear in a matter of minutes. The memory of witnesses may fade. The entire structure of the case is different where the criminal has a head start of only an hour instead of a day. That is why no special agent of your FBI is ever off duty. His job is never 9 to 5, but 9 to 9. 9 in the morning to 9 the following morning. For the Federal Bureau of Investigation keeps the same hours as America's army of criminals. And crime takes no holidays. Tonight's file continues on the island of Boca Grande. Special Agents Taylor and Wilcox are in the office of the island's chief of police.
And so it would seem pretty obvious that the man whose body we found in the truck was Pete Ford.
Hey, senor, you were able to get no fingerprints?
Well, no, we tried, but it was impossible.
I see. Now, about this Pete Ford's wife?
Well, we're not sure, but we've got reason to believe that she may have been mixed up in a killing.
Oh?
You see, we uncovered evidence that Ford had a partner named Art Graham. We then learned that Graham and Mrs. Ford were better than just good friends.
I see.
And according to the passenger list of the boat Mrs. Ford took down here, one of her traveling companions was the same Art Graham.
The old story, yeah.
That's right. Oh, have you been able to get anything for us yet?
No, senor. When I got your cable, I sent a man to see if Senor Ford bought any property on the island. So far, I have heard nothing from him.
We did a little checking before we came over here.
On Ford?
No, we tried to locate Graham, but no hotel here or in San Saba had him registered. We brought pictures of Graham, if you could distribute them.
Oh, certainly.
Thank you.
Chief Brazos.
This is Gonzalez. I'm at the Hall of Records.
Have you found anything yet?
Just now. Senor Ford bought a banana plantation last month. The Solano family sold it.
Oh, I know where that is. Thank you, Gonzalez. Come back to the office immediately.
Pete, you've got to believe me. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Stop lying to me.
But I tell you, I didn't...
Stop lying to me, I said.
But I got a right to tell my side of it.
I already know it.
Okay, then, if you're satisfied with what you think, you know, kill me. Go ahead.
All right, let's hear your story.
This is the truth, Pete, so help me.
Go on.
Well, when you didn't come back from that job, by the time morning came, I was scared stiff.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then Art came to the apartment all in a lather and said something had gone wrong and you were plenty hot with the cops right then.
Yeah?
Yeah. And he said you told him to get me on the boat and come on down here with me to look after me until you'd cooled off and could make it here yourself.
No kidding.
Honest, I didn't want to go off and leave you, but if you thought it was best, there wasn't anything else for me. Pete, it's the truth, every word I'm saying. Don't you believe me?
Chuck Bowen got cold feet about knocking me off, Julie, and told me the whole story.
Well, I don't care what Chuck Baldwin told you.
I do, because the way it turned out, you and Artie did me a big favor.
What do you mean?
As far as the cops are concerned, Pete Ford is a dead man.
What?
I did to Chuck Baldwin what he was supposed to do to me. Then I fixed it so the cops would think he was me.
But...
Then I grabbed a plane and come on down here to be on hand to greet you and Artie when you arrived to set up housekeeping.
Oh, listen, Pete.
Shut up. Since you and Artie did me such a big favor, I'm going to do you one now. I'm going to let you stay and keep house with Artie. But you might have a little trouble explaining to the cops why he has to lie down all the time. You know, I couldn't have been the cause of it. Remember? I'm dead.
Pete, come back! You can't go...
So long, sucker! And enjoy the bananas.
Now the long search seems almost over. The long search that started 1,500 miles from the tiny island with a hijacking. A hijacking that included a murder. Arriving at the banana plantation, Special Agents Taylor and Wilcox first examined a car standing in the driveway. There was luggage piled on the back seat. Luggage belonging to Julie Ford and Art Graham. The car contained no further evidence.
Well, let's go up to the house, George, huh?
Okay, Jim.
It's quite a place that Ford picked up.
Yeah.
Brazos was right about that storm coming up.
I hope it doesn't hit too quick.
Yeah. Oh, George, you better cover me.
Right.
Hello, Mrs. Ford.
I don't know you.
We're special agents of the FBI. Here are my credentials.
I see. Well, what do you want here? I mean... All right, come on in.
Thank you. Go ahead, Joe. Mrs. Ford, the reason we're here is...
Jim, look.
Art Graham.
Yeah, it's him, and he's dead. But I didn't do it.
Well, who did?
My husband.
Who? Huh?
Nobody believes me.
Mrs. Ford, we were led to think your husband died Monday night.
But he didn't. He was in this house less than an hour ago. And he killed Art Graham.
Well, where is he now?
I don't know. He walked out. Maybe that's him calling. Would you answer, please? I don't want to talk to him.
All right. Hello.
This is Police Chief Brazos. Can I talk to Mr. Taylor or Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, this is Taylor speaking.
Oh, Taylor. A cable message just came from your office.
Will you read it to me, please?
See. A body in truck, identified through dental records. It is Charles Baldwin, alias Chuck. Baldwin's record shows previous arrest with Pete Ford, believed member his organization.
That all?
Si, senor.
Thanks very much. Bye.
Is that him?
Oh, that was the chief of police here. George, the body in the truck's been identified. It's not Ford.
Well, I told you it wasn't. It's Chuck Baldwin.
That's right.
Well, now you've got to believe me. I couldn't know that unless Pete told it to me.
Well, we believe you, Mrs. Ford.
George, if Pete Ford left here almost an hour ago, he might be trying to get off the island. Let's try to stop him.
That was you knocking.
Yeah. Brother, what a storm.
Yes, a bad one.
Is that your boat tied up at the foot of the pier?
Yes.
I want to charter it.
All right. Well, I look in the book. Let's see. So tomorrow it's rented. Sunday it's rented. Monday...
I want it right now.
Fishing is not good in the storm.
I don't want to fish. I got to get to Cuba.
I'm sorry, mister. If I took you there, I wouldn't be back in time for tomorrow, and I'm rented already.
Your sign out there says 50 bucks a day.
Well, that's what I charge. You bring as many people as you want.
I'm alone, and I got to be in Cuba by tomorrow. I'll pay you $500 to take me.
$500?
Yeah. Oh, what about it?
All right.
All right, come on.
No, not now. We have to wait till the storm clears.
Huh? Well, how long will that be?
Well, sometimes last an hour, 2 hours, never more. You have your papers to get into Cuba.
Huh? Yeah, they're in my pocket.
Here, please sign your name in the book.
Why?
It's the law.
Oh. Is there anything else before we go?
Yes, I must have your exit pass.
My what?
You don't live on Boca Grande.
No.
Well, when you came, the man gave you a blue card.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I threw it away.
And I cannot take you off the island without such a card.
I just told you, I threw it away.
The police will give you another one.
Look, can't you forget about that?
I will lose my license.
Okay. I'll go get one. And if the storm's over when I come back, we take off.
Jim, look at that rain.
I see something that bothers me even more.
Well, what's that?
That patch of clear sky out there. That storm will probably be over pretty quick.
When it is, we can pick up the search again.
Well, I'm afraid Pete Ford might be waiting for it to clear, too.
But there's only two ways he can get off the island, and we've checked the airlines and the steamship offices.
Yeah, I know.
Brazos didn't come up with any more charter services, did he?
No, none we didn't cover.
Well, then maybe Ford's going under somewhere on the island. After all, he's got nothing to go back to the States for.
Yeah, that's true enough.
I doubt he'll break his neck to get to Chuck Baldwin's funeral.
Baldwin?
Yeah, what about him?
Look, so far as Ford knows, We still think he's dead, right?
Yeah.
Come on, George, let's make all those calls again.
Well, the storm's over.
Did you get the exit pass?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
Well, we got to Cuba.
I must put it with my papers before we go.
I said you'll get it when we hit Cuba.
I'm sorry, Mr. Baldwin. I need it now.
Okay.
What are you doing with that gun?
You wanted to see my exit pass? This is it. It's my passport to Cuba, too.
I'm not afraid.
I heard a lot of guys say that. I never knew any of them who really wanted to die. You were the first.
No. But you can't kill me.
Why not?
If you do, how will you get to Cuba?
Maybe I'll find another boat. I got a chance if you don't take me, but not you. Tie me down and you're dead.
I see.
This way you make yourself $500 and keep on living. All you gotta do is run me across to Cuba. Now, what's it gonna be?
All right. I'll take you.
Smart boy. Come on.
Hold it, Thornton.
What?
I'll take that guy.
Hey, what is this?
An arrest. Special agents of the FBI, and thank you, Captain, for stalling till we got here.
Pete Ford was brought back to the United States and turned over to local authorities who tried and convicted him on a charge of murder. All other members of his hijacking organization were rounded up and convicted in federal court for theft from interstate shipment. Special Agents Taylor and Wilcox located the charter service Pete Ford was trying to use when they checked to see if anyone employing the name Chuck Baldwin had applied for transportation. And so another case from the files of your FBI was closed. Closed with the arrest and conviction of the criminals. That result was important to you, the decent citizen, wherever you are. For crime begets crime. And if one killer is allowed to go unpunished, he might kill again. Both of Pete Ford's victims were fellow criminals. But had he not been apprehended, had he gotten to Cuba and then back to this country, his next victim might have been an innocent truck driver, a passing motorist. Might indeed have been anyone, even you.
The incidents used in tonight's Equitable Life Assurance Society's broadcast are adapted from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. However, all names used are fictitious, and any similarity thereof to the names of places or persons, living or dead, is accidental. Tonight, the music was composed and conducted by Frederick Steiner. Your narrator was William Woodson, and Special Agent Taylor was played by Stacey Harris. Others in the cast were Michael Ann Barrett, Bill Conrad, Herb Ellis, Billy Hallop, Gaylord Pendleton, and Vernon Rich. This is Your FBI, a Jerry Devine production, was directed by Sid Goodwin. This is Larry Keating speaking for the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States and the Equitable Society's representative in your community. And inviting you to tune in again next week at this same time when the Equitable Life Assurance Society will bring you another thrilling transcribed story from the files of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
From October 12, 1951, this is your FBI and the Tropical Frame-Up. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, Bob Bailey is Johnny Dollar in part four of the Picture Postcard Matter, right after this.
With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet.
From the shadows comes a legend. 20 pulse-pounding radio adventures roar back to life in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Green Hornet, Boomerang.
The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming black beauty sped into the darkness.
Jack McCarthy stars as Britt Reid, daring young publisher by day, masked avenger of crime by night.
He's the only one who gives us a bridge between the gamblers the police suspect and the group of people we suspect. Well,
yes, I see.
He's the bridge we're going to cross first. And Cato, if it'll help us find the truth, we're going to cross him good.
The Green Hornet, Boomerang, delivers rare broadcasts unheard since 1949. Original episodes, original danger, restored for today's listeners.
Get your hands up. Get them up before I drill you now, like I'm going to drill that other fool over there in the closet.
Madrigal,
Tom was over there in the closet.
Yeah, where I pulled him after I crashed his head with this gun.
For a limited time, you can get the Green Hornet Boomerang Collection for half the regular price. Pay just $19.98 for thrill-a-minute episodes of suspense, speed, and street-level justice. Order now at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Use offer code HORNET77 to save 50%.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Don't miss the Green Hornet Boomerang. Visit Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 today and use offer code HORNET77 to get 50% off.
What the story this is going to make!
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
From your top music picks and podcasts to your favorite radio station, you deserve the very best audio experience, which is exactly what you get with JBL's Tour 1M3 over-ear headphones. Tech expert Mario Armstrong has the details.
The sound on these are incredible. It's also super comfortable to wear. It's like one of those things where I wear over-the-ear headphones. After a while, they start to irritate me. These don't. They have up to 70 hours of battery life and a touchscreen transmitter that connects to in-flight entertainment.
And the JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds.
Now, these include a smart charging case that acts as a wireless transmitter, and you can use the charging case to do a lot of controls and things that you want to adjust with the headphones. Both of these have adaptive noise canceling and ambient aware mode, so you can tune in or out whenever you need.
Check out both of those at JBL.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
Welcome back to Wind Radio Was an Hour, weekly visit with Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar. Known as the Picture Postcard Matter, it originally played out in early October of 1956. And here is part 4 of 5.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Inspector Honecker of the Zurich Police, Herr Dollar.
Hi, Inspector. Where are you?
Downstairs, in the lobby of the inn. I came up from Zurich to see if that picture postcard I sent you was of help in locating the stolen diamonds.
Afraid not, Inspector. I located the chalet on the postcard, all right. It's sort of a shelter for skiers up on a ridge.
Well?
Well, when I got there, the place had been turned upside down. If the diamonds were hidden there, somebody sure beat me to it.
I see.
So it looks like we're at a dead end.
Perhaps not.
What do you mean?
You recall that in Zurich, a large man attacked you thinking that you had the diamonds?
Recall it. I've still got the lumps to prove it. What about him?
A man answering that description bought a railroad ticket here to Kleibach last night.
Oh?
We have reason to believe that he is somewhere here in the village now. That could mean that the diamonds that he and you are looking for are here after all.
I'll be right down, Inspector.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Home Office, Global Casualty in Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the picture postcard matter. Location, Kleibach, Switzerland. Expense account continued. Item 9, 70 cents. One pot of coffee for Inspector Honecker and myself at the Kleibach Inn.
Ah, most perplexing case, Herr Dollar. A skillfully timed robbery of the uncut diamonds at the Zurich airport last week, and then these puzzling postcards supposedly giving the location of the diamonds.
Yeah, they've got to be the key, Inspector. If we can only figure them out. Look, we know now that Sebastian was in on the robbery and was trying to negotiate secretly for the return of the stones.
Yeah, and he told you before he was murdered that the postcard he gave you was a part of the key to the location of the diamonds.
That's right. It was signed by a man named Gruner. And according to Ilse Schaefer, Gruner was a friend of Sebastian's. Her description of Gruner matches one of the men in the robbery at the airport.
What of this young lady, Ilse Schaefer? What do you make of her?
Well, that's a good question, Inspector. I wish I knew the answer. I hope she's in the clear.
Hope? Oh, I see.
All right, so I'm normal.
Yeah, she is a very attractive young lady. But there is also the chance that she is involved. That she killed Sebastian.
I know. She could be involved, or she could be innocent. It's a 50-50 proposition, I guess. Pay your money and take your choice.
More coffee, Inspector?
Please. Thank you. What is her story?
Well, I finally got her to admit she didn't share my cab in Zurich and leave her purse in it just by coincidence. It was Sebastian's idea to make it look like she'd passed something along to me.
But why would Sebastian wish to make it appear that you had the diamonds if he was trying to negotiate with you for their return? That does not make sense.
Actually, I think it does, Inspector. It could go together this way. After the robbery, the gang split up. Gruner was to hide the diamonds, then get word to Sebastian as to their location.
Of this much, we are fairly certain.
Okay, okay. But now, Sebastian gets the bright idea of double-crossing his buddies. He gets in touch with the insurance company I represent, and they send me to Zurich to negotiate with him.
I still do not...
In the meantime, though, another outfit has moved into the picture and is trying to grab the stones from Sebastian and his boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that would explain many things.
Sure, sure would. That's why he rigged that deal with Ilse in my taxicab, to make it look to the other outfit like I had the stones. That would take them off his neck for a while. Yeah, he was playing me for a patsy. But I've got to admit, it was a pretty fair scheme.
Then later, Sebastian contacts you and gives you the first postcard.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you it is part of the key to the location of the diamonds.
That's right. But Sebastian didn't move fast enough, so he wound up dead.
But his confederate Gruner sent him a second card.
Probably mailed before Sebastian was killed.
Is this possible? Now, the first postcard is a picture of this Kleibach Inn.
Yeah, and according to Otto, the innkeeper, it's not the best picture of the inn. I asked him about Gruner. He said he thought he'd heard the name somewhere, but that Gruner hadn't been a guest here.
Perhaps he is down in the village.
Well, I'm going to check that today. But if the diamonds are in the village, why the postcard of the inn? And why the second postcard of the ski hut on the ridge?
I do not know. Is there anybody here at the inn that you suspect of being an accomplice of Gruner and Sebastian?
Ilse Schaefer, for one. She claims Sebastian told her he'd meet her here in a few days for some skiing.
I see. Anyone else?
An Englishman named Jeffrey Harris. He seems pretty interested in me. Claims he thought I was a friend of his from London.
He might be telling the truth?
Yeah, he might be. But I found out he likes to climb mountains. And he was up there somewhere this morning when Ilse and I were skiing and got shot at.
Do you think Fräulein Schaefer could have maneuvered you into that position?
Well, if she did, she had a lot of confidence in the marksmanship of her buddy in the rocks.
And you told me she suggested a route of escape which ended suddenly at a cliff.
Which I almost went off of. Yeah, Inspector, I hate to say it, but she could be the one. And I've got to find out one way or the other. Which means I'm going to stick pretty close to her for the time being.
I gather that prospect is not entirely unpleasant to you. But be careful, Herr Dollar. She could be dangerous.
So could Jeffrey Harris. On my way to the ski hut this afternoon, I spotted him down the mountain from me.
And the ski hut had been torn apart.
Yeah. If the diamonds were there, they're gone now. And Harris could be the boy who beat me to them.
If he or anybody attempts to leave Kleibach, one of my men at the railroad station will report it. Well, I must be getting back to Zurich, Herr Dollar. Who knows? Perhaps these postcards are just decoys.
And the stones are still in Zurich? No. No, I'd bet my bottom dollar they're here in Kleibach somewhere. If I could only figure out the meaning of those postcards.
Yeah. Otherwise, why would the man who attacked you in Zurich have come here?
He must be hiding out in the village somewhere.
Well, perhaps I can turn up something else of help in Zurich.
Right now, Inspector, anything would be of help, believe me.
Stay tuned for more Johnny Dollar right after this short break on Win Radio Was.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This episode of Johnny Dollar on WIN Radio was.
After Inspector Honiger left, I studied the postcards again, but I got nowhere. One of the inn, the other the ski hut. What did they mean? I went out on the balcony outside my room and looked up at the mountains. But I couldn't see the ski hut from there. A ridge was in the way. I did see something else, though. Three rooms down the balcony, Jeffrey Harris's French doors were open. His room was empty. So I decided to have a look. I wasn't sure just what I was looking for. Something, anything that would indicate whether or not Harris was involved in the whole thing. I worked my way to the closet, turning up one big nothing. His clothes were hung neatly in place, and in one corner was stacked some climbing gear. I reached around behind it, and my hand touched metal. I pulled it into view. A rifle with a telescopic sight. I sniffed at the barrel. The gun had been fired recently.
Good evening, Herr Dollar.
Hello, Otto. Look, have you seen Jeffrey Harris lately?
The Englishman? Not since late afternoon. All day long he was out climbing the mountain.
Yeah, I know.
He no sooner got back than he went out again. Before dinner. It was a good dinner tonight, too.
Any idea where he went?
None.
Could be in the village. Look, tell me something. When he arrived here at your inn, did he have a gun case in his luggage?
He had a lot of climbing equipment, but I did not notice a gun case.
Well, he could have taken it apart and packed it in his suitcase.
Why do you ask, Herr Dollar?
Oh, skip it. I'll see you later, Otto.
Johnny.
Oh, hello, Elsa.
I've been looking for you.
Yeah?
Have you been able to find out who are shooting at us up on the ridge this morning?
I'm not sure yet.
You still do not trust me, do you?
I don't know, Elsa.
What can I do to prove to you that I am not involved?
In what?
Anything. The diamond robbery, the murder of Sebastian, the attempt on your life this morning. I like you, Johnny. I don't want you thinking such things about me.
Look, let's talk about it later on.
Why not now?
I have to go into the village.
Well, perhaps I could go with you, Johnny. Do you mind?
No. Matter of fact, that might be a good idea.
Nice in the village tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Quiet, too.
You seem to be looking for something, Johnny.
For someone, Elsa.
Who?
The Englishman, Jeffrey Harris.
Oh?
You told me you'd never seen him before you came here to Kleibach.
That is right.
Then he wasn't a friend of Sebastian's.
Not as far as I know.
Well, an hour ago, in Harris's room, I found a rifle with a telescopic sight.
You mean that Harris is the one who shot at you this morning?
Otto, the innkeeper, told me Harris went mountain climbing today. I saw him on his way down late this afternoon. But he isn't at the inn now.
You think he's down here in the village?
Maybe. That's why...
What's the matter?
Hold it, Elsa. Well, well. Looks like maybe the village isn't so quiet after all.
What do you mean?
I think somebody's following us.
What?
Come on now, start walking in. Yeah.
Where?
Across the street and back a ways in the shadows.
Oh, what are you going to do, Johnny?
Figure out a way. Wait a minute. That alley up ahead. We'll turn into it.
Oh, Johnny.
Don't turn your head, Elsa. Okay, into the alley now. Good. He can't see us here.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Bruner, Jeffrey Harris, even the guy who jumped me back in Zurich thinking I had the diamonds. Keep going.
You think he'll come into this alley?
That's what I'm hoping. All right, now here we are. The doorway here will do very nicely. Look, Ilsen, you keep going down the alley. Cut across to the next street and go back to the inn.
But what are you going to do?
Wait for him. Go on now, go on.
No, Johnny.
Look, you do as
I want to stay with you.
Don't be silly. It could get a little rough around here all of a sudden.
Johnny.
There's nothing you can do here, Ilsen. So do what I tell you. Now get moving. Now. She looked at me a moment, then went down the alley and out of sight. A couple of minutes went by. Nothing. Then I heard steps. He was approaching the alley, whoever he was. Now he was at the entrance. I pressed back into the doorway. A few more feet and... Wait a minute. He decided not to bite. I edged out of the doorway and back to the mouth of the alley. Then I stuck my head around the corner. Nobody. He must have ducked into a building or down the street. It sounded like Ilsen from the next street. I cut through the alley. Then I spotted a couple of people in front of a small hotel down the street. They were jabbering excitedly. There was a man crumpled up on the ground. Ilsa saw me and ran over.
Johnny! Oh, Johnny!
What's the matter, Ilsa?
He fell out of the upstairs window, almost in front of
me. Who is it?
It's Sebastian's friend, Gruner.
Gruner. The guy who'd been writing postcards to Sebastian. Gruner. The only man in the world who knew where the diamonds were hidden. My one lead. Dead.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the wind-up. I find out some people will not hesitate to kill anyone who gets in their way. And that's not so good when the man in the way is me. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Robert Reif, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
The Picture Postcard Matter, which originally played in October 1956. We'll have the finale at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and I believe that was Vic Perrin in the role of the Swiss Inspector. Now, at the same time he was appearing in that storyline, Perrin was also supporting Raymond Burr in a CBS Radio Western series. I'll name it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing.
SpiritsEntertainment.com presents the very best of the Broadway musicals. 60 showstoppers from the stage and screen featuring songs from South Pacific, The King and I, Annie Get Your Gun, Guys and Dolls, Showboat, Carousel, and many more.
Accentuate the positive feeling.
Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I'm singing in the rain.
This three CD collection of 60 original recordings from the greatest musicals showcases legendary artists, including Fred Astaire, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, Doris Day, Bing Crosby, Pat Boone, and Ethel Merman, to name just a few.
Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face.
Order Broadway musicals today at spiritsentertainment.com and pay just $19.98 for this three CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Broadway77.
Stormy weather.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you.
Go to spiritsentertainment.com now to get the very best of Broadway musicals today for only $19.98. Remember promo code Broadway77 to get extra savings on shipping.
On the rainbow, why, oh, why can't I?
That's Broadway77 at spiritsentertainment.com. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
This was not a waste of my time. I learned that any obstacle that you get, you can persevere through it and you can keep on pushing. My grades dropped and I had to figure it out. And I searched to get help.
So many people are so afraid to ask questions that they would rather make a mistake. And I would rather they own up to maybe they're not 100% sure and let's get it right the first time.
Mike, how important is that for someone who realizes they may have a need and may need some support that they're able to reach out and ask for help?
That goes back to the comment I made about being self-aware and being willing to accept your weaknesses and looking for help.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Vic Perrin, currently being featured on When Radio Was, in a 1956 Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Well, I mentioned at that same time he was also supporting Raymond Burr in a CBS Radio Western series. The name of that program? Fort Laramie. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do her, but hey, remember to stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.